want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, how are you doing? Good morning to you, and how's everything?
I'm a little sad tonight, so I thought I'd put the radio on.
Oh, boy, and you got me. Oh, this is great. Are you feeling any better?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better.
That's good. That's anything I can do for you.
Yeah, I'm a little sad. My friend Mike can't get a date, and I feel bad for him because he's a really nice guy.
Nice guy, nice.
Yeah, he was at a Maxim party last week, and he tried to give one of the models a Roman helmet, and it didn't go over well.
I see. Well, thank you for calling. Listen, whatever your friend is doing, make sure that he does it safely. Safely.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Like that beat, say what you will, but they've got undeniable talent.
Who?
Don Geronimo and Mike.
Thank you, Rob, and I. And thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. It's a new episode on this Thursday. Yeah, it's October 9th.
Right.
And this is a national show.
It is.
Really? Right? Westwood One. 877-365-3636. That's your hotline to the hits. That's the main number. If you live in Canada, call 800-636-1067.
Rob is distracted. He was silent today.
Canada gets all three. And DC 202-432-1067. And there he is right there.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah.
Is anyone listening?
Hey.
Hey, what happened? Shut up. Did you wash your ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
Here we are. Ready to do the show. You ready, Fonzie?
I'm ready, absolutely. What is that the comment on my outfit today?
No.
What are you doing?
Commenting, hey, babe?
What? Is that babe or is that what I'm wearing today?
No. Your outfit today has nothing to do with the comment, with the Fonzie comment.
It's last night.
No, and today.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course, yes. All right, I understand. Yeah, I was concerned that it was you simply mocking me, not in general, but just for my... Because this is not even a Fonzie outfit today.
No, but last night...
This is a Buzz outfit.
Yeah,
wearing it for the second day this week.
Matched again.
Last night while we were out at the titty bar with Tom, as I like calling it, lots of years of going to see a trained professional. It's gonna take eons to get this out of my skull. Yeah.
I think you were disturbed, and I think you were a little rattled. You were a little shaken up last night, and I could not have had a better time.
A little off my game, but when we finally got to the titty bar, and you'll hear all of that on today's show.
Good.
And I don't know if this got on the tape recorder or not, but at one point, a beautiful woman walks by and sees us and walks up to Mike and says, "Hi. Hi, Mike." And Mike immediately said to her, "Hey, babe." It was just...
And you seized upon that.
Yeah, because here was a woman who, I guess she had said that she had met us somewhere before.
Oh, I remembered.
Did you really?
No.
No, of course not. But it was just you're attractive. Hi, babe. Uh-huh. Hey, babe. And then moments ago, I saw you out there chatting up one of the women who works here.
Mm-hmm.
And you were very Fonzie-like. You were leaning against the wall of the corridor with half of your face showing.
And you came out of the studio and laughed at me. And it was all right, wasn't it? It was just what it should be. Yeah. Don't you think? Everything is kind of right with the world. I mean, it wouldn't be... If you had walked out of that studio and walked by me without any look or comment, it wouldn't be you.
No.
And if I didn't do what I did, I wouldn't be me.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe. Said seriously. Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
It's
all right.
But listen, you can...
Well, what do you say, ma'am?
Listen, you can take it. Hey, lady! You can take it because...
I can.
Because what I have coming my way... this tape, I've not heard the tape.
Uh-huh.
Rob and John have edited the tape. I know that I...
There's some salty language on the tape. I hope they paid attention during the editing process.
I think they did. I have some wicked mood swings on this tape because my drive with Tom, originally slated to be 20 minutes through fault of... nobody's fault but my own. The trip was doubled as we made a wrong turn and ended up going all the way to Alzheimer's Reagan National Airport.
And there is a parking issue down there. The Crystal City restaurant is located in the restaurant district. It's not just for that place, it's for every other restaurant there.
And the magical thing is that Don actually made it to the Crystal City restaurant in about 18 minutes. Although he never made it into the Crystal City restaurant
for
an additional 25. You're going to like the tape.
Rob and I were already on our first beer
when
the phone rang and it was Don at National Airport.
Before we talk about this, we have so many prizes to give away, and so often we get on something and we're supposed to do a caller 100 and we don't do it. So here's what we're going to do is just have a constant contest. Sometimes we'll just open the lines like right now and just give something away.
Good.
Okay? So that, there's no more of that jumping everybody into the same phone booth. Just, if you're calling...
I like that idea.
If you're calling and you're there, and we have stuff we have to give away.
Ah, well.
So let's...
And you rarely do something at the beginning of the show. That's good.
Right. Uh-huh. Hi. Who is this?
Who, me?
Yes, you, lucky winner. Lucky instant contest.
Oh,
instant,
okay.
Instant contest. Happening now contest.
Hi, this is Tara.
Tara, where are you from?
Maryland.
Okay, Tara, here you go.
I thought she said carrot.
You have won tickets before you can buy them to see Aerosmith and Kiss.
I've never been to a concert.
Nuh-uh. That's right, honey.
Wow. Pretty good, huh, Carrot?
Yes.
Two rock legends, one stage, one night, MCI Center, Thursday, November 20. Tickets don't even go on sale until, take it back, Saturday, Ticketmaster.com. You've won them early.
Two rock legends.
Why have you never been to a concert?
Because
Steven Tyler and Joe Perry.
Love
that's
Eric.
A joke. That is a joke.
That's an insult.
That was the Fonzie. That was making up for the Fonzie.
But that's an insult because the Aerosmith Kiss thing I take personally. The other stuff, that's goofy stuff.
You take it first. I'm sorry. I know you love Kiss.
I'm in the Kiss Army.
I know you are.
Always have been.
You signed up.
But I like Aerosmith, too. And you're going to that show.
Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh. Because you're an instant
really?
Winner. Now, yes.
Get out of town.
That's right.
Oh, and I was calling you to... Oh, never mind.
Never mind what?
Now wait a minute. Now we want to know. What were you calling to bust our chops?
What were you calling about?
No. I was actually calling to tell you that I may not be able to listen to you guys anymore.
And
you keep making me crash.
We keep making you got in an automobile accident listening to this show?
Twice today.
Oh, wow.
Twice? Yes, I hit one of those stupid poles at the bank.
We only been on for 10 minutes.
Well, I know. A little bit longer here.
Well, see, from the replay is from 2 to 3.
The best of. Yeah.
The best of.
Oh, I understand. So she's been actually listening for... Oh, okay.
That's why they call it the best of.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks. Thanks, Buzz Shill. Thanks. And you, thank you for listening. Enjoy the show. And I hope your car... Did you really get in a wreck?
I did. Well, I didn't hit anybody. I usually just really mess up my car. This is the fourth time.
Wow.
The fourth time.
I'm sorry to hear about that, babe.
Well, no, because you guys really make me laugh.
Listen, I'm sorry. We have to go now. Just let me say, babe, I'm leaving. but good luck. Buy a, you know, perhaps scalp these tickets on eBay. They're very expensive. And buy yourself a rubber car.
I could try. But right. No, I want to go to the concert.
Okay, Carrot.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Okay.
See, that's how easy the constant contest will be.
Drive
Hold
carefully.
On, baby.
At some point, someone will tap me on the shoulder and just remind me, hey, Dick, hey, Jerkface, give away the prize. And there you go. The prize is given away.
Very good.
Okay, before the I've got all kinds of notes about Tom. First I want to say, before we play the tape.
Yeah.
Oh, and congratulations to the Red Sox, who did win their game last night.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Yes, a terrific game last night.
That's too bad. Mike can't be happy about that, but he's not.
No.
No, he's not.
Nope.
I was just talking to Fonzie up in the office.
It's, it really is kind of, I think a lot of fans feel the same way I do, which is, it's a task.
They won.
It's a task. Yeah, they won the first game of a seven-game series.
Why don't you just be happy then?
They won the first game of a seven-game series.
So be happy about it.
I am.
He doesn't want to
be
hurt
again.
No, you're
not.
I'm not the way you're accustomed to me being with sports happiness. I was happy when they won the series, and I was happy at the end of the game last night. I stood up and high-fived some people. I was very happy about that, but you don't understand. You see, it's just...
That's fine. Okay, so...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bore you.
No, it's just, you know...
Don't you understand that? I don't think you understand.
You walked in today, he said...
You watched the documentary.
Did you see the game? I said, yeah, I saw part of it, went to sleep, but... I said, yeah. And I said, well, I thought they won. I said, I thought you'd be happy. He said, yeah.
You know, and I know what you were saying the other day about Cubs fans, and I got it all figured out, okay, because you were premature in that. There is not a comparison. I've met enough Cub fans now and seen what their attitude is. They are much more positive than Red Sox fans. They are much more, even though they haven't won either, they have this great attitude, and they're not like Red Sox fans.
It's a pattern, Mike. It's a pattern.
I was sitting in front of a Red Sox fan.
It's a pattern that I've noticed for years and have said, many times have compared you to that woman standing in her nightgown on the front porch on the TV show Cops, the generic woman in the trailer park, saying, but I love him. Don't take him away.
Oh, it's the same thing. I mean, we keep coming back for more. Classic example. In fact, you're getting pissed off at another Red Sox fan last night, sitting in front of this guy. In the restaurant I was in, I'm sitting in front of this guy, and he Manny Ramirez hits a home run, and he goes, Money Ramirez. Money Ramirez. He plays two innings a game.
Well, see.
And it's just like, why am I getting mad at this guy? Because he's just like all the Red Sox fans.
This is part of the problem. Why don't you watch the game at home by yourself?
I do sometimes. I watched, three or four games at home by myself. I watch some games out with people. It depends on what's going on.
Invite a chick over. Call her up and go, hey, babe.
No, I mean, that's not a chick event for me.
Chick.
It's not. I don't want to have a babe over.
You should be happy.
I am.
Because your team
won last
night.
What do you want me? I am very happy.
Okay,
I'm very happy.
Good.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
He just doesn't want to be hurt again.
I know he doesn't.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you.
But you could be happy.
You know, this is the way something horrible.
Monday, happy day.
Thank you, babe.
Monday, happy day.
Come on, Mike, those losers won.
The weekend comes, but Michael hung.
And I had to play the tarred card. You should be happy today.
Yeah. I should be happier, shouldn't I?
Boston Red Sox won, beat the evil empire. It felt great. Tom Gavin's handprints, his fingerprints, I asked you not, like having a two-year-old in the car all
really?
Over the window.
It was a great night last night. It was a great night.
All over the passenger window, so come on.
I am happy.
There you go, Fonzie. You got it going on right now. Come on.
No, I don't think so. You know, here's the deal.
Take it.
I used to get every victory over the Yankees I used to get really excited about. We beat the Yankees just about as many times as they beat us. Not that big a deal anymore. There is a bigger fish to fry here. Mm. And that's beating.
You don't take any joy.
But also, really, I won't be satisfied if they beat the Yankees.
You don't take any joy out of the fact that I had to spend over an hour last night alone with Tom?
I took a great deal of joy in that.
Okay, then.
When you sat down with him and you escorted him into the titty bar, that was big fun.
Well, good. Then be happy about that. Be happy that they won the
game. I'm not unhappy. I'm not cartwheel happy.
Yes, but because you're not cartwheel happy, you're borderline unhappy.
No, I think what you're seeing is something that I don't show you very often. I'm kind of even right now. I'm not experiencing a high, which is really the only way. I only have two speeds. This, and I think the Red Sox have something to do with it. I'm just on this kind of even keel right now. Should have seen me last night. I was screaming a little bit at the TV.
It's tempered with some trepidation. Aren't you sort of sad that if they do win, then they've won?
No, not at all.
Not even a little bit?
The trepidation is that the Yankees would go to a seventh game.
Have you thought about doing the Bachelor show for us yet?
Yes.
And?
I don't know yet.
Okay. So last night, Tom in the car. Oh, you know what? I apologize. I'm not turning your microphone off on purpose.
Yes, you are.
I am. You know this thing is effed up over here.
I know it is. I know.
So used to years and years of just pressing these two buttons and knowing that they'll be on.
Right.
And now I have to press a different. You know, I know what you're saying. Tough ass.
The button.
But you get used to that. It's a button. It's right next to the other button, but I'm used to pressing the other button.
You didn't think that I showed you a lot of joy about paying off the bet last night. You know what you talked about being a jinx, like when I call you and when I gloat. You know, I'm listening to you when you say that. So I'm not coming in and going, hey, you know, like that, or raising my fist up there. I'm playing it cool.
But there's no doubt that the Red Sox did win the first game.
They did.
You could be happy about that.
I can.
And you definitely know how miserable I was last night with Tom.
Yes, this is true. I think gloating means disaster at this point.
Okay.
That's wise.
Well, congratulations and
you
happy.
Hate this. You'd rather have me gloat, wouldn't you?
Yeah, rather, you know, this is part of the whole thing with...
There you go. I'll give you a little bit. You should have known better. You should have known that they were going to go to the postseason.
Oh. See, that's fine. You know what? That's good.
I don't mean it.
You just got to get some of that out of you. You got that whole big, like, Laverne and Shirley L. All you Red Sox guys have that big loser thing. You know, wah, 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 wah.
I'm comfortable with it.
Something happened. Good, though. Your team won.
Mm-hmm.
I had to spend 40-plus minutes in my automobile with Tom Gavin. Thank God Buzz was there for part of the ride.
I got to witness some of that.
You know, one thing I noticed, people that watch the game with me that are surrounded by me, I frighten them. That's how intense it is. I don't talk. I just sit there and stare at the TV set. It's not a pleasant thing to witness. And I think it contributed to the demise of my marriage also.
You frightened me.
But I was happy with the bet early in the evening.
Sure.
But you know, even more than going to the restaurant, having you meet Tom and have Tom get into your car.
Yeah.
And I was trying to work him up as best I could.
I know you were.
And I can get Tom very excited.
And you did. I think. Is that on the tape, Robbie?
No,
Mike?
We weren't rolling for that.
We weren't rolling. Oh, that's when Mike was just screaming to get Tom to.
When he puts his hands under his chin and claps.
Yes.
In that curly way. Oh, there's nothing I like better.
All right. Now, here's what I wrote as soon as I left the titty bar. I went right to the car.
Oh, made notes.
And pulled out the note.
Good.
I pretended like I was on CSI. I'm looking in my car now.
Looking at the evidence of
where
Tom.
Tom has been.
Get some of those hair samples.
Tom's finger/handprints all over inside front windshield, passenger side inside window.
So the front windshield, he was actually reaching up and touching that.
Well, we were trying to call OnStar.
Oh,
and
I
he
see.
Thought to call OnStar, he had to touch the
windshield.
The glass of the car.
You're trying to call MedStar.
No, he
said MedStar.
So he thought.
He doesn't have experience with that.
Then I have a noticeable odor. Which I am not exaggerating about.
I testify, I back you up on that. You are not, because when I greeted him at the hotel where you picked him up, I noticed that immediately. I leaned into the passenger side of the cab that he was riding in. The wheelchair-friendly cab.
Yeah. Now, is this on the tape, Rob, or do we have to explain the problem at the beginning?
Which wasn't a problem. Segment one of the tape is our secret meeting behind the hotel.
Our Sopranos late
when the
meeting.
Security at the hotel thought that we were doing some sort of sting operation.
Yeah, unfortunately not on the tape is when the cab driver almost shut Tom's head in the door.
Yeah, really almost crushed his hand.
Yeah, but he needed that cane.
His lovely hand, his lovely manicured hand.
Yeah, it was in my car, touching my stuff. He was the worst at that.
He's a pack rat, too, isn't he? He carries his stuff with him.
God, and he's got this bag that he brings with him. It's like an old-style beach bag.
Right.
And, I mean, it's got rope on it. It's got no modern plastic or anything. And he pulls his thing open.
It's like, got all sorts of things in there.
It's like something you would take if you were really going to sea.
Yep.
And you had a duffel bag and you mm-hmm. threw your belongings in there and you had some rope in case you had to tie your boat up.
No, he's a little pirate.
That's what he's got. And on more than one occasion, like one of us said, what do you got in the bag? And the answer was always, none of your business.
Yeah, he didn't want anybody going in the back. I think they were medical supplies.
I saw a Walkman in there, but I don't know what else.
Really?
Yeah.
Take a Huey, Don. Gotta take a Huey. Yeah. Take an effing Huey.
Do you know what I noticed about him also? At one point during the evening when we were in the restaurant, Crystal City Restaurant, the titty bar, you handed the microphone to Tom, and do you know he had perfect mic technique? Did you notice that?
Yeah, he does.
He would talk to you, and then he does the back and forth, and he does it really rapidly, too, like he's done it many times before.
That's all he's got.
Better than Larry Bud Melman.
Yes, very much so.
So, well, we've got this tape, and the problem is, well,
hold on, before we do that, we got two things here. We got all day to get to this tape. And frankly, I'm not looking forward to hearing it, because I'm concerned that some of the real me got out.
I think you're going to be okay.
I mean, I'm concerned because I was...
At least in the car.
I was genuinely unhappy, but trying to mask it.
You did a great job.
Did you say something about me?
No.
You warned me last night. Oh, now I'm starting to get concerned. Was it just generic yelling about me?
No, well, that was when it looked like... here's the thing. We got to the hotel, and I got there first. You know, shock. I'm there first, and I don't want to be alone with Tom for 1 second more than I have to.
Right. Right.
I mean, at least I want the other guys there. So I do the U-turn around the Key Bridge Marriott.
Take a Huey, Don.
And I see this gigantic, like, Econoline van, and I see Tom in it. And it's a cab, but it says handicap wheelchair accessible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So right away, because this is such a gigantic, appears to be...
You thought that you were going to have to turn your car into a handicap-friendly vehicle and haul the wheelchair around. Yeah. And you were perfectly willing to do that.
First, right, no, I wasn't. I called Mike up and I said, hey, man, when you get here, if there's a wheelchair... I mean, maybe his cab / ambulance should just take him.
That was the first time when I started to get a little tough on the bet. That's when I was really, you know, we were kind of butting heads on that.
I'm all for paying off a bet.
But right. The agreement was you would pick Tom up at a mutually agreed upon location and take him there. It was not picking up at his house. It wasn't any of that. And so I kind of said, even with the wheelchair, because you had room in your car for a wheelchair.
Yeah. Oh. And I don't know how much of this is going to be on the tape. A lot of it is nonverbal with Mike just walking around my car, looking in the back and going,
plenty of room back here.
You got plenty of room back here. And then I'm thinking, and I don't know if this is on the tape either, well, if Tom is really in a wheelchair, how are we going to get him out of the cab that he's in and get him into my car?
See, I consider that to be a relatively easy process.
I mean, that's like two or three guys grabbing him and...
Yeah, you grab Tom and you lay him down in the wheelchair, you put him on the ground. No, it's
so, I mean, listen, I really had a an awful time.
You still seem uptight about it.
Yeah, I was.
Well, I know you pretty well, and I think what people will get are traces of how you would be if you had to babysit two toddlers all day. And there is a little bit of that coming through, and John, I will tell you this, that John Norman helped me edit this down, and he did a great job. There is so much joy in Tom, and it's so balanced by the dread and the pain in your voice that you really want to listen to every syllable. This is really a delightful listen.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Thanks, Rob.
I mean, now that everything is done and all is well and you're here.
And they couldn't have been nicer at the Crystal City Restaurant.
Couldn't have
been
nicer.
We were a victim of our own incredible popularity, though, because that place, you couldn't move in that place last night.
It was a little crowded.
And Tom needs a little space to get around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tom, as it turns out, here's the happy ending. Tom didn't need a wheelchair. He just needed his cane.
Right. Yeah, and you know what? And this is where I'm always a victim of you being nicer than I am. When we get in those situations, I tend to like to walk very quickly and very fast. I might hang behind sometimes and party all night.
Right.
But if I'm going, if I want to go, I want to go. And you stopped. If you stopped once, you stopped 10 times, and you were nice to everybody, even though you were paying off a bet. Meanwhile, I was like, come on, because I wasn't back you. I'm like, come on.
You were very good with him, and you're to be commended for keeping a lid on. No, because I knew, we'll hear on the tape what was bubbling beneath the surface, but you kept the lid on, my friend.
I was so close to losing it with him. Because at one point, and then,
I thought you skipped out at one point when you went to the bathroom. I thought you'd left.
Here is where this might be on the tape, where I said to Mike after we arrived at the restaurant, when the microphone was off, I said, hey, don't be pissed if I said something earlier on this tape, because I think what it was when Mike had laid down this edict, well, if he's got a wheelchair, you'll just have to put the wheelchair in your car, and we'll just get him up in your car. Let's drive around and see what's going on.
Isn't that how I ended it? Let's just see what happens. Yeah. Let's see what the deal is.
So we all get in our cars, mobster style, you know, and drive around one right after the other.
Somebody was looking at us, had to think there was some kind of sting operation going on.
It looked hinky.
So we're in this turnaround driveway deal, and we get around there, and then there's Tom. Mm-hmm.
I ran to Tom. I ran out of the car just to see if he had a wheelchair.
And now at this point, I don't know that Tom doesn't have a wheelchair with him, but I see Mike running.
Sure.
And that's when I started saying, there he goes. Look at me. I'm going to run and see Tom's got a wheelchair. There was a lot of inner dialogue.
There's the dread.
That was going on. Mm-hmm.
See, I was enjoying paying off, but I'm happy.
Is that a little bit of that's on the tape?
There's your gloating.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, so I had some of that going as well last night. Oh, my goodness. Now, it would be prudent to take a break. But let me tell you, besides this Tom Gavin thing, and more Aerosmith and Kiss tickets that we will give away today, boy, oh boy, when it's coming to work, I saw, you know how sometimes you're driving through a neighborhood and you see signs that say, like, handyman for hire, or you see those things that say, lose 40 pounds in 1 month.
Yeah.
Call me and ask me how.
Right.
I saw one that we're going to call. Now, the goddamn FCC rules, you can't call somebody and put them on the air and say, do you mind coming on the air? And then if they say no, you go, okay, all right, and you hang up.
Right.
You can't do it like that. You got to get the permission. What pissed me off about this tape, one great thing, I think, I haven't heard it, that I tried to get Tom to do was talk to an OnStar advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And the OnStar feature in my car, shock, didn't work the first 4 times.
That's unusual.
But the fifth time we got through,
and
what they did before they gave the tape to us to play on the radio, they beeped out the OnStar's answers to questions because I didn't ask his permission to be on the radio.
Probably wouldn't have given it anyway. Those are trained people. They probably have those. That's probably standard policy.
I don't know. This John guy who was on the line seemed like a nice guy.
Ended up being a nice commercial for OnStar.
Really?
I don't think they'd sue us over it.
He might have gone along with it.
I don't think they would, but that's neither here nor there. So you see these things all the time. I see one today, and the first time I see it, I think I should write that phone number down. Because even though we have to call this convoluted way, and I think, no, not worth it. And I drive another mile, and I see it again. I think... If I see one more, that's got to be a sign that we should call this.
Omen.
So I see it, and I pull over, and the sign says, Texas Hold'em, no limit. And it has a phone number.
Huh.
So someone is now advertising the fact that you can play poker.
It's a game.
Texas Hold'em, no limit. And this is what I want to find out, if it's become such a cottage business that you can now... Put these flyers.
It's got to be illegal.
You put these flyers on telephone poles. First off, who sees this and thinks, you know what?
Yeah, that's the game I'm going to.
Yeah.
I've got, you know, $5,000 that's been burning a hole in my savings account. I'd love to play Texas Hold'em based on a sign that I've seen stapled to a telephone pole.
Texas Hold'em, no limit.
No limit.
Boy, somebody's... Hey, I'm excited.
So
we got us a game.
So we I want to do that.
Now, what happens if that rings up in Cameron Gray's office?
I want to do that. And then this is a last-minute boomerang that just... Not a boomerang. It's kind of a boomerang because it went to someone else in the office when it really should have come to us and it bounced our way. From the public affairs department of this radio station, we were sent from Mennonite Media... In Harrisonburg, Virginia, some public service announcements that they wish we would run about, the topic says Beyond Skin.
Uh-huh.
building understanding between races.
Okay.
I think this would be a good thing to play on the show and have Rob comment on,
mm-hmm.
and maybe get a counterpoint from Rob.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
On some of these now.
All right, I'm starting. Do you hear that? That's the sound of another gray hair going into my
Mike,
head.
And, Mike, probably this, I know you won't, but I will probably have perhaps a comment or two. Now, I've not heard these. Much like this Tom Gavin tape, I've not heard them. Whenever we hear them, we'll all hear them together.
Right.
And if they're well put together,
right.
service announcements, we'll have nothing to say. But looking at the titles makes me think that there may be something that we want.
So they have titles on the back?
Yes, there are 8 different 30-second public service commercials.
But, you know, we've always dealt with race on this show in a very unique and interesting way.
The first one is called A Walk That Works.
Okay.
The second one is called See My Skin. The third one is called Gun to His Temple. The fourth cut is called Hispanic Cool.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth one is In Common. The sixth one, Grandma, a Slave. The seventh one, What About My Accent? The eighth one,
that might be
The Melting Crock. And finally, the last one is nine of them, I'm sorry. The ninth one is Invisible.
Invisible. You have not listened to these?
I just pulled the
plastic. Has anyone listened to these?
Nope.
Boy, who knows? Who knows, ladies and gentlemen?
They came to the public service file
right.
of this radio station and boomeranged and somehow found their way into my hands.
Wonderful.
Let's face it. Skin color isn't the problem. Beyond Skin consists of 9 ear-catching radio PSAs
Good.
That promote understanding between races, religion, and ethnic groups.
I think we should play that on this show.
These are entertaining, attention-grabbing 30-second slices of life that help your station stand above the crowd.
Good.
WBRT in Kentucky says, these are great PSAs.
Excellent.
You are a great PSA.
Beyond Skin, I thought originally that was going to be, Mr. Skin had something that he was going to...
No, the spots in Beyond Skin, Mike, were written and voiced by Dr. David Oshberger, a longtime radio commentator of the award-winning Choice Radio Services and blah, 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 blah. So, listen, that's in the to-do file.
Very good.
At some point.
Wonderful.
Just to hear that and...
But we've got a lot going on today.
We do. And let me see the Tom stuff. It's right here. Is it number 2, Rob?
Yep. We're out here at the Key Bridge Marriott Hotel where Tom's van is out in front. We're just about to pick him up. We're here with Don. All right, here's my trepidation.
Listen to him.
I met...
Listen to the delay. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Pay the bet off.
Sucking it up.
If we hit a break here, we'll be able to hear more of this.
Good.
At least as much as I'll allow you to hear.
Oh, no.
No, you can hear as much as they got.
Come now.
And that's another thing that I'm worried about. I really don't know because I wasn't thinking about this like a bit. I was thinking I'm driving my car mm-hmm. and holding a microphone, and next to me is, Tom.
Rob, I think, said that he could tell that you were doing about 10 different things when you were driving as your car was erratically careening down the road.
Did you say that?
You were all over the place.
Well, I defy you to drive with Tom, grabbing the phone,
right.
grabbing the wheel, pressing the buttons.
You had a lot of tasks to handle with Tom in your car.
Tom was helping.
Okay, we'll be back, everybody. Stay there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, is it the, or the...
Is it the Frank or the Bean?
Right.
I don't know. It looks like, I think it's a little bit of both.
Break them veins! Break them veins!
What's that bubble there?
What do you think? It's a...
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank? I mean,
I don't know. It was a well-thought-out plan.
You know, there really does seem to be an awful lot of skin coming through there, so I'm going to find some Bactine, honey.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Ghetto-licious.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is anyone listening?
Suck Me, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Let's see. The Matrix contest, the Westwood One thing.
win a trip to the premiere of Matrix Revolutions in Los Angeles. It's the first time Westwood One has actually ever given us anything to give away.
They are very generous, and we're excited about this contest.
It is a contest just for people who listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Call when it's Westwood One. They just, you know, they can't do it where they say, we got the prize, give it away.
Right. No, they want a little control, and who can blame them?
You have to call their call their database.
Right.
Actually, all you have to do is leave your name and phone number, and you can do it as many times as you like. 1-888-635-0643.
Right.
Or the phone number is up at WJFK.com.
And the nice thing is, each time you call to enter, you become part of the Westwood One family.
And also on WJFK.com, we were just looking at some pictures from last night's adventure with Tom.
The pictures do a very nice job of painting the picture.
You know, again, I'm not pleased because when you look at
you look good, though. You look like you've lost weight.
Yeah, but one of those pictures of me, I'm really looking there. I have a look on my face that, you know.
Look pretty damn dapper, if you ask me.
But you don't want to send that out to people and say, this is
unhappy, dapper Donnie.
My favorite DJ. Wow, look bad. But Tom looks excited, and there's one photo of Rob where Rob is just ear to ear,
beaming,
loving the fact that Tom is doing the trick where he puts the cane on his head.
Who doesn't like that trick?
Yeah. Anyway, go to WJFK.com and then they're right.
Is anyone listening?
Rob had a lobster tail.
Let's get another contestant. I want to say constant contest.
Uh-huh. You can say that.
Okay, constant contest. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you win.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. What is your name?
This is Herb.
See, the thing is, we'll just break in whenever we feel like it.
Right.
Just give something away.
Right.
So if you're calling, I mean, this would be a reason to call, because you never know when we might do a contest. But also, we'll stop doing this if we pick up the phone and people go, oh, I'm just calling in case you give something away. No, so, you know, have a game plan, have something to say,
right.
And then you might get the added bonus of the prize.
Good.
That you won the tickets for Aerosmith and Kiss. Won them before you can buy them.
Mm-hmm.
MCI Center, Thursday, November 20. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you must have had another reason for calling, because we didn't say we were doing a contest.
Well, I was there last night and had a few favorite moments.
You were at the Crystal City restaurant last night.
Well, I was in the area, of course. And being a married man, I would never go to such a place, you know.
Right.
Gotcha.
Nor would I. All right, go ahead. What?
Tom Windett in the middle of 23rd Street.
He
just started gasping for breath, and we were in the middle of the street, and he wanted to stop. And Mike told him, well, that's probably not a good idea, because there's lots of traffic.
Yeah, Tom, he has a little trouble getting around. We got to help him. We forget sometimes he is not as mobile as we are, so we had to take a couple of...
he's not a real boy.
We had to take a couple of catch-your-breath breaks for Tom, and that's okay. He needed to stop. And gets excited, too.
Yeah. And I saw you guys when you were bowling like a year and a half ago, and there's a lot less of all three of you, actually.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, I appreciate that.
What are you, a faggot?
You know, I knew you were going to say that, and I had a third thing, Buzz in the men's room.
Oh, really? You caught Buzz in the men's room?
Well, I was in there. And
there you are, a total fag.
Boy, you are a stalker fag.
You're looking at Buzz's genitals in the men's room.
Hold
on, I'm putting you into witness protection right now.
Hey.
Take your prize. But see, he had a reason for calling.
Yes,
he had a reason for calling.
And he won a prize. What a bonus.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tom. Did you have fun last night?
Yes.
Good.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, Rob's in here. What do you need? What do you need?
Tom, thanks for the $100.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Tom, but you might want to thank Don. That money didn't come from me.
You gave Tom $100?
Yeah.
I had fun last night. When you all left...
Get home.
Yeah, when we left... Yeah.
I stayed afterwards, and people were giving me beers and beers and beers.
Beers and beers and beers.
So you had a great time, and did you use the...
what could go wrong?
Did you use any of the money that Don or I gave you to tip the dancers?
No.
No, my money that I gave him was partly to get him home, and the rest was for whatever Tom wanted to do with.
I slipped him a 20 on the way out. Not 100, but I said specifically, use this for the dancers. Not all at once, though.
Yeah, I told him specifically the $100 was for his cab and not to give it to the strippers.
Well, Tom, obviously it worked out okay for you.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, listen, we're going to listen to the tape now. Call back after we hear the tape.
from the Crystal City restaurant to my house, it only cost me about $26.36.
Well, look at that time.
So you made some money out of the deal.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Very good. Where's my change?
Tom, if it cost $26,
Rob,
how much money did you have left?
He just hung up.
He's gone.
He hung up.
Oh,
you couldn't torture him.
I bet he would have come up with it.
I don't think so.
All right, let's roll with this. Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Robin, need like take me out to the ball game. Is that would be good music to get into this segment with, because it was the Red Sox and
yes,
and the bet, and here we go. It's not working.
Good old card six.
It's working. Not working. Try to card five. Number five. There you go.
Sounds perfect. There's a tape. There's a tape that's in good shape.
Quality counts.
I like it.
And I swear to God, we're not doing this. We're not doing it.
You're listening to the all digital Don and Mike studio.
And now it's going to stand strong. Let's see what happens when it recues. I know, this is just the hiss. The hum.
That'll be like burp.
Something you shouldn't hear on the radio. It'll probably burp. But if I go, give you just the beginning of the take me out to the ball game. Here we go. There. Well, no burp.
No burp.
Right. No burp. Sorry.
There.
Well, now it operates perfectly.
It's perfect. Yeah. No burping.
Let's get to last night. We've set this up. We're in the parking lot now. I'm flipping out. I'm just telling you in advance. I'm flipping out. And here we go, live to the Keybridge Marriott last night, approximately 7:30 p.m. A little before that, actually.
We're out here at the Keybridge Marriott Hotel where Tom's van is out in front. We're just about to pick him up. We're here with Don. All right, here's my trepidation.
That's the bet.
I meant what I said. I'll do this bet. It appears to me I arrived here first. There's a shock. Come around the corner.
Yeah, I apologize. I was just being a dick.
What did that mean? That you're always first?
Yeah, that even like for my own execution, I showed up first.
Okay.
I was there on time.
You're very punctual.
I was there, but I only said that because I was just being a dick.
Freaked out a little bit.
Just being a dick.
Corner. I see parked not a cab, but what appears to be a giant truck. For it's a cab service, but it says handicap and wheelchair accessible. I call Mike and say, I'm not putting his fucking wheelchair in my car. I'm not. And Mike said, we'd discuss it. If Tom doesn't have a wheelchair, I have no problem putting him in my car. But I'm not putting his wheelchair in my car. So I guess, is this the manual labor aspect of things, or you don't want the food particles from his wheelchair to get in the back of your car? Assuming that he needs a wheelchair means he would be like a Forrest Gump Captain Dan, which would mean someone has to pick him up. I don't think he's that infirmed. I think you're going to be surprised. He probably doesn't have the wheelchair. I think he's going to be.
Do you think the wheelchair is just for laziness, or?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yes, unless he's taking a turn for the worse, God forbid.
God forbid.
I hope not.
Or he's just playing the cripple up. He's just playing the cripple card.
The only way to find this out is to see what the story is. If it's just a wheelchair and he can get into your car and all you have to do is throw the wheelchair in the back of the Escalade, are you okay with that? No. You don't want to pick him up and carry him, right?
No, at this point, you know, listen, you got to understand, we're taping this, we know this is a bit.
And we're all standing out like in the alley next to the hotel.
I know that this is a bit, I know that we're goofing around. And I'm kind of giving Mike a look, and I'm trying to give him a vibe as, hey, you know, come on.
Mercy.
I'm doing this, but don't make me put his grungy, we've seen it before, his wheelchair.
Yeah, it's not clean.
I don't want it in my car.
Right. Okay.
But it ends up being a moot point.
I don't think you have to pick him up and carry him.
And I don't want to get down to 23rd Street and have to assemble his wheelchair and have you guys pick him up. And I'm assuming you guys would pick him up, right?
To the best of my knowledge, the wheelchair would just simply collapse and go into the back of your car.
No, the bet was take Tom to a titty bar. The bet was not take him in his wheelchair.
But he might, you know, how did you know he was a... Let's go find out if he's got the wheelchair.
All right, let's go.
At this point, I had determined it was really not... It was not going to be a really good idea to argue with you about this because you were getting a little more ramped up as it went on.
I'm telling you, I'm not proud of this tape. The entire thing, I'm not proud of it. Here's the next segment.
Good luck.
Here we go.
Good luck.
F*** you.
My kid. I think you're just busting my balls.
Is this in the car?
Yeah.
Is this in your car?
Now this is what
I'm looking forward to, really.
I think that was an FU at Rob. I think Rob's the one that said,
oh, can we hear that?
Or was it Mike? Let's hear who it was. Hold on.
Good luck.
Here we go.
Good luck.
That was you.
That was you saying it to me as you pranced past my car. My kid. I think that...
Hold on, let's restart.
I like that. That is... Good luck. You hear me say good luck.
Good luck.
Here we go.
Good luck.
F*** you.
I think you're just busting my balls.
That's great.
I think if Mike is reasonable, he would realize I wouldn't want Tom's wheelchair in my car. And because I'm following Buzz, that means we are stopping at stop signs in a parking lot that's a circle. Buzz, I don't mean that. I'm not mad at you.
I know that.
I'm mad at the dirt.
Is Tom in your car yet?
Pull up to Tom's handicapped cab. They pull right next, and okay, there is Mike. There he is. Look at him. Strutting. Backing it out, chewing his gum.
You're killing me right now. You are killing me. This is great. This is, boy. Right now, I'm getting more of a payoff on the bet than I did last night.
He's not even in the car yet.
This is too much fun.
Now we meet Tom. Is this what we're hearing now? Meeting Tom?
No, I believe this is Tom in your car.
Tom's in the car.
Yeah, we've already met Tom outside, and that's not on the tape.
Too bad. Tom is in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're on. We're back on, Tom.
Yes, we are.
Hold on to that, please, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Tom, want to have some fun?
That's a cell phone.
Hey, and in my car clean?
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way. We're going to speed dial somebody.
Who are we going to call?
Well.
Let's call your wife.
No, let's not call my wife. There you go. Wait, just pick it up and have a conversation.
Hello. Hello there, Chucky.
That's when he's talking to me.
Hey, Chucky. Roar!
I had him roar.
What?
Say, Yaz is a fag.
Yaz is a fag. God. Hey, watch it.
Tell him you got
to
go.
F you to him.
Watch it.
Call him a retard.
Retard.
Hang up on it. All right, good. Hey, that was fun.
So to give you a little back, I got that call. I was on the receiving end of that call, and it was Tom. And for some reason, he's like, hey, Chucky. And I don't know why he was saying, hey, Chucky.
Well,
excuse me.
Does he say it here, coming up?
He didn't know who it was.
Right, yeah. Hold on, here we go. That was Mike O'Mara.
Oh, hold on, I got to back it up a little bit.
Because he asked. Too funny.
You didn't know that was Mike?
No.
So, hold on.
Tom. Watch it.
Whoa!
Yaz is a fag.
What?
Say, Yaz is a fag.
Yaz is a fag.
He's having a good time.
Hey, watch it.
Tell him you gotta go.
Watch it.
Call him a retard.
Retard.
Hang up on him. All right, good. Hey, that was fun, huh, Tom? That was Mike O'Mara. You didn't know that was Mike?
No.
So, we're gonna have some good b-s tonight at the titty bar, huh? Yep.
Who's going to meet us down there?
This is it, I think. It's Buzz is in his car, yeah. And Rob is behind us, and Mike's in the very front.
Mike's right there. We got the state police coming up here. We got to slow it down. We're going near the Pentagon, guys.
Guys.
We're going near the Pentagon.
He's with it. He knows where he is.
Hey, what?
Hold on. Let's have some real fun.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
What did I just do?
Close the window.
Watch this, Tom.
You're gonna love this.
Just calling OnStar?
Yeah.
OnStar. You have a question for OnStar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You have to speak up when they come on, when we get connected.
Yeah.
God, I hope this works, because I've lost the other guys in traffic. Do you see where they went, Tom?
No.
Oh, my.
You know, at this point, I really,
because I've been watching Tom, who's grabbing stuff. You're not hearing all of the every second of the commentary, but Tom is grabbing for the wheel and grabbing for CDs and stuff. And
their phone and the radio.
And I'm following everybody else to this place, and I look up, and all of a sudden I realize I don't see them, so I think, well, wait, I'll call OnStar.
Right.
I'll get a bit out of it, because Tom will talk to the OnStar guy. And
you get directions to the place.
And the OnStar guy allegedly will tell me how to get there. So that's what I'm thinking.
See where they went, Tom?
No.
Oh, my. Tom, we may have to exceed 60 miles per hour. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, let's go do it.
All right, well,
he's
I think that's Buzz in the left-hand lane behind Mike.
And look over here, Don. There's the Pentagon. The plane crashed.
Thanks, Tom.
Never
that was
that.
A sad. That was a sad day.
I know. That was a sad day.
I know it was, Tom.
9/11.
It's good. What's wrong with the OnStar, Tom?
He's a historian.
I don't know either.
What's OnStar?
OnStar is a system that really sucks, Tom. You're supposed to be able to use it to talk to people. You having a good time?
Yep. Whoa.
How about that Arnold Schwarzenegger, huh?
He's the mayor of Boston.
Hi, it's me, say.
We'll never know.
Where are you at? You went straight on Route 1. Did you go to 15th Street, or do you go further up?
Well, then you're talking to me now.
I'm calling somebody else on a cell phone again here. you're not getting...
I was trying to explain to you where you were.
I don't think the radio is portraying the level of panic that I've had, that there have been long periods of silence.
I've never running dialogue.
And I've tried to keep it going with him.
We've tightened up the tape quite a bit, but what you need to do, and it's already starting, focus of the tone... of Don's voice.
Right.
Because it's already started to shift.
Right.
And it will shift yet again.
So you're getting angrier? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
You went straight on Route 1. Did you go to 15th Street or do you go further up? Right on 23rd.
That's me, everyone.
All right, I see a cop. I see the cop. So you're up, I see the Sheraton.
Yeah, it's
right.
Take a left, a
left,
a right. Left, right. Tom's telling me the same thing.
All right.
Tom says he loves you.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don, take a right. Right there.
Take a right right here, Tom.
Right there. Right.
Tom's having me make a turn, and I'm not really sure. Tom, where are we at?
Well, let's see what's next. Let's see what's next, shall we?
I may have given you advice not to take direction from him.
That's a sign to me. We have to break now because the next segment is...
Tom's in your car for the better part of an hour.
Yeah, what was supposed to be a 15-minute drive ended up being an actuality when I looked at my watch. No kidding. Uh-huh. 47 minutes.
A good time was had by all.
So there you go. See, now you're happy.
I am very happy right now.
Now you're happy.
Go Red Sox!
Now you're happy. All right, stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules!
Hey!
They want me! They want me!
Congrats!
Oh.
Hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me!
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great.
Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is... Hercules! Ha, 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 ha!
The Don and Mike Show. Making your penis feel young. Don and Mike.
And we try.
Hank's on a new TV show, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
He doesn't look the same.
Not the same Hank.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's happening, Don?
Hey, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
I don't know if you can hear me. I'm in my tractor trailer.
Yes, we can hear you fine, sir.
I just thought I'd call the show. I'm a new listener. And
We got a special deal for our new listeners.
Really? What's that?
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi there. Listen, first-time caller, love the show. I'm actually a jock out here in California, and I listen to you guys
a
lot.
Are you now? Does that mean you're a disc jock or are you a an athletic jock
or a caddy?
Hey, let me just say, whatever works. No, I actually work on the air.
And you're a disc jock, so you're a jock. Where are you working at?
I'm working at in Bakersfield, and I'm embarrassed to be a Californian.
Yeah, and you should be saying that on your radio show, honey.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just going to share with you guys. God only knows who's listening here in Bakersfield, but of course you know now it's California.
California, yes.
California, but
I find it hard to believe that this girl hasn't moved up to a bigger market yet.
I'm surprised.
I just can't believe it. It's going to make me cry.
Mm. Well, now, why don't you know? What type of format are you working in radio?
Hot AC. I do a morning show.
Hot AC. That means you know, songs that even the boss can agree on. So you do a morning show. Why yes. don't you? Why don't you? Why don't you vent some of this on your morning show?
Well, we did a little, but it's
no, honey. You got to go all the way with it.
No. Yeah, if you hate Arnold, you got to say you hate Arnold.
Well. It's it's not that I hate him. It's just embarrassing to me to think that he's going to be our governor.
You should say that.
He is. Well, we've talked a little bit about it, and it's kind of a conservative town. I love the town that I work in.
Honey, there's a way to. What's the station you work at?
Oh boy, you're going to out me, aren't you?
It's a free. No, I'm getting somewhere there. It's a free plug. I'm going to show you how to do it. Well, what's your station?
Okay, I work for Kelly 95.3.
Kelly 95.3. Why is it called Kelly?
Because somebody had a station that they named Alice.
Oh.
And then a million radio stations
in
America.
No, that's our call letters. K-L-L-Y.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, well, let's see. I've been told I look like Lily Taylor and Julia Roberts together.
Lily Taylor.
Your station is called, well, at least the call letters make sense. I know for a while, but the station in Denver, K-A-L-C...
is Alice.
They call themselves Alice. Mm-hmm. And now stations that have call letters that are like KXYX, they call themselves Alice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have an Alice just up the way. Hi, Rob.
A sister station to Alice called Ralph.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yep.
But, Rob, you're going to have a tough time getting a word in on this lady.
Well, you can't spell AC without C.
Sorry, guys.
All right, hold on. So you work at Kelly 95.
Kelly 95.3.
Here's how you handle it. Look down. How you doing this morning? Good looking Thursday. Almost heading into the Friday. Hey, I'm the non-threatening morning talent playing the same songs. Good morning. Going to be about 80 today in Bakersfield. 15 minutes after 7, get the youngsters off to school. You don't think just what a crazy state we live in. God, I hate Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here's Chicago and Kelly. But
it's just that mellow.
You throw.
You know
it
what? And no, you guys. We need a little bit of like Michelle Branch and Matchbox 20. We don't go. that's like classic rock stuff.
All right. So do we have that handy?
A little Michelle Branch, a little Alanis Morissette, maybe a little Avril Lavigne.
Do I really have to experiment with that type of music? I mean, don't you get it? The music really is.
Well, she wasn't able to understand your example because
you were using
the music out of the format.
No, I'm joking, guys. I get it. You're absolutely right.
Now, perhaps, though, with another example, you would understand a little clearer.
All right, let's see, maybe.
Please, Mike. Another example.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Let me see. What would you play on your station? Would you play Down Under by Men at Work? How about Get in Line by the Bare Naked Ladies?
Sure, why not? That sounds great.
That's my favorite Bare Naked Ladies song, too.
Mm. All right, let me check.
It's a little quicker, too.
Let me check.
A little less time, you got
to
get to it.
I have to give you guys props, though. Mike, you're an absolute genius with your voices.
Thank you.
I'm amazed and astonished and wowed by you all the time.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And I think you're great.
Are you talking to her? Are you talking to me?
Yes. I'm talking to her.
We're talking to her.
Everywhere I go.
No problem.
So now you got to get to it really quickly.
No problem. Hey, good morning. And it is a good morning. Sunshine, high 85. About the only bad thing I can think of is that idiot Arnold Schwarzenegger got elected. Hey, it's Kelly 95.
That's good.
Excellent.
Honey, you can do it. No matter what they tell you at radio, if you want to say it, you can say it. Even if you have to fit it in the middle of gibberish.
You know that this town, Bakersfield, California,
know what that is? I'm sorry. That's a cop-out. You're going to be working your entire career in Bakersfield.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
If you're afraid, if you are afraid...
You say it with a smile in your voice. That's what Don was doing. You say horrible, mean things with a smile in
but
your voice.
But if you're afraid to say that Arnold Schwarzenegger is an idiot, or you're embarrassed to be from California, and you have a radio show, and you're afraid of the backlash in Bakersfield that might cause...
No, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm just
then do it.
You.
Then it's do it tomorrow.
Super conservative town. They love
Bonnie, it's not a... Listen, it's not a super... What's so super conservative? What's the worst case scenario? That you got on in the middle of one of your radio records yesterday, tomorrow, and you said...
And they'd fire me. That would be the worst.
They would fire you for saying Arnold Schwarzenegger's an idiot?
Things have happened, but I'm not afraid.
Don't be afraid. Then press forward.
Give me the phone number for this radio station. I'm gonna bet you... Your program director, who has to just be a...
You want to call my program director?
A beacon of brilliance, working his...
Oh, mind. He is. He's fantastic. He's a great guy.
I bet he would have no problem if you were to say that you thought California was going to slide off into Mexico.
And that's a nice way of saying it, or slide into the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You say it in a nice way.
Because of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, and you can say, boy, if he is just... He's so stupid.
Hey, you want to call my PD? You want to call him? That's a challenge.
Yeah,
you want to call him?
Sure. Hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on. Give the number to Robbie, please.
Okay.
Let me put you on hold. There she is, right there.
Who's the first, before Julia Roberts was, who's the first lady she said she
was? It was like Lynn Taylor or something?
I don't know who
it was. Lynn Tyler?
We have a photo of her from a website.
Oh, very good. Oh, good. Okay.
We'll pass it to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Print it out. That's so helpful.
We're getting
thank God for the internet.
Yeah.
Got it.
Kelly 95.3.
Yeah, right. Mike, as you know, Bakersfield is very conservative. You certainly couldn't say anything.
She's not unattractive.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I need it back for the phone number,
there
please.
There's no higher praise.
I'm sure.
Well, no, come on. All right, mister. You know, okay.
I'm sure if you're
slick.
No.
Why don't you come over and take a look at the picture?
If you met her in a bar, you'd call her babe.
I would. I'll call her babe on the phone.
Listen, what is your PD's name?
His name is EJ.
Of course.
And Mike, was that a backhanded compliment?
Yes, it was.
All right, just
don't pay any attention to my competitor over in the news booth.
That's <right.
laughs> I was kind of feeling the wrath, a little red on the face, maybe a...
No,
purple.
Hold on.
She is a DJ, though.
She's a handful.
She's all DJ. Calling the PD.
What's her name again? Oh. Hold on. Hey, hello?
Yeah, we got to find out if she does the morning show with the PD, which is always a possibility at these stations. That could be. Dom, we should find that out.
Hold on.
Because the PD might be the morning guy, too.
All right, there you go. You can ask her.
Hey, Darcy.
Yeah.
Is the PD the morning guy?
No, it's Dean, and he loved you guys, too.
Okay.
Actually,
all right, just checking. All right, then does the PD do an air shift?
Yes, he does. He does middays.
All right, very dangerous.
All right, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Yes, Buckley Radio, is EJ there? Yes, my name is Don. I'm a friend of Darcy's. Thank you. All right, so I'm on hold now, and...
You couldn't say I'm Darcy's lover.
I'm imagining, because they said who's calling...
Incidentally, it should be pointed out that we are breaking one of the primary directives of this show.
I know.
Do not talk to radio people.
Of Kelly? Yeah, I have a comment to make about the morning hostess. I came by the station to pick up a prize today, and when I was leaving, on the way out, I said something to her like, "You're Darcy," and she said, "Yeah." And then I said, "Oh, you really sound so sexy." And she said, "Well, thanks." And then we went out into the parking lot, and she said, "What CD did you get?" And I showed her it was the Bare Naked Ladies. And then she said, "How would you like to see a real bare naked lady?" And then she brought me back to her place, and I think she gave me a roofie. Yes, she did. And I don't know who to call. I mean, it's weird. I understand that the circumstances in today's climate are weird, but I just had to say that she groped me. She attacked me. She abused me. She made me do things that I didn't want to do to her.
What happened when you woke up in the morning?
You hear laughter in the background because I have the radio turned up. Let me turn the radio and TV down for a second.
Woke up in the morning. Got cranberry juice.
When I woke up this morning, There was cranberry juice around where around my rectum. And I'm telling you, I was with Darcy, and I know it was her because I was on the Kelly 95 website. listen, what do you mean you'll make a note? Don, okay, so now, okay. Why didn't you tell me you knew? Is this girl really your disc jockey? All right, can I put you on the air for a second? All right.
So he knew the whole time, he was just playing along.
Yeah, all of that.
Well, I still enjoyed it. There he is. Is this the PD?
Yeah.
Now this lady DJ, and incidentally, just for the record, I'm not for this. Here's what girls are good for in radio. Answering the phone at the front desk, doing a traffic report from a helicopter, and occasionally give them an overnight shift.
Right.
You got to throw them on somewhere, throw them on, you know, on the overnight. But
No.
Since you're saddled with Darcy doing this morning show, we think you ought to let her speak her mind, and she's very distraught.
She's afraid that if she says she thinks Arnold Schwarzenegger's an idiot, that you'll fire her.
I would never do such a thing.
So she can basically get on her show and talk about not liking Arnold?
Well, I wouldn't go and encourage her to do that.
Okay, but if she felt like, if she had a strong feeling that she wanted to share with the listening audience, she could?
Of course she could.
Excellent.
So she is allowed to say... I guess, well, she doesn't have to ask your permission, but it's fully within her job parameter to be able to say she thinks Arnold Schwarzenegger's an idiot.
Yeah, I never put words in her mouth.
And your name is EJ?
That's correct.
All right, so you, EJ, you can say, I, EJ, give Darcy permission to speak her mind.
Hold on, we got another guy who says that these people in Bakersfield are lying to us. Puck.
Hey, this is the program director at your station, man.
Right, KGEO, hi.
Yeah, thanks, Darcy, for dropping call letters, by the way, at my station.
Hey, listen, dude, our guy...
No, I am completely, I understand him.
But let me just tell our guy, don't worry about it, we wouldn't mention it, I've not even heard the station, but don't worry about it, we could say Kelly, whatever the frequency is, people will turn it on, as she already said, they'll hear a stupid song by Michelle Branch, Avril Lavigne, they'll figure out it's a one-trick pony, and they'll leave it right away. I got no problem talking about our competition here in Washington, D.C. Mix 107.3, turn that station on right now. I guarantee you'll hear Natalie Imbruglia, and then you'll want to stop at a gun store. These radio stations are a dime, a dozen. You have nothing to lose.
You, my friend, have a unique program on your radio station.
You
have not.
The best goddamn radio show.
You have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose.
But you know what? I like a PD getting involved. I like that. I like the fact that he called.
Listen, here's what you do, though. Here's how you turn that frown upside down. The deal is, this dumb bitch who does the morning show, she called us.
Exactly.
She called us.
You turned that into your promo.
Well, exactly. That's the first thing I'm doing. I'm calling my big balls voice guy.
Right, and you say, even the competition. Right.
Uh-huh. Right.
So it's a win-win, and don't worry about us talking about them, because how can... I'm looking at her joker-like mouth right now. I can't imagine. I can't imagine anything worthwhile comes out of it on a radio. I instantly...
Is she still on the line?
She's on another line. You and I speak the same language, all three of us now, the language of programmers. You immediately know. You hear somebody's air check tape. You talk to them on the
we telephone. Is EJ on the line, too?
Are you still there, EJ?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got two PDs and us now. I'm feeling very comfortable.
You hear someone you immediately know. Either he's got it or she's got it. And you say, yeah, they're ready to move. Maybe not to the top, but they're ready to move up the ladder. I knew immediately. I heard this lady. She's from Bakersfield. It's downhill from here. It's downhill. I wish her godspeed, because it's a hard business for a woman to get into.
But just for the record, EJ, you have given permission for her to speak her mind, correct?
Always.
Right. But the easiest way for her to get out of Bakersfield is to sleep with as many guys like EJ as she can. Because, frankly, that's how
it works. Is that your final advice? Is that the final advice you would have for her?
She might be sleeping with him now.
Is she sleeping with you, EJ?
No, she's not.
All right.
I mean,
I think she chooses the other sex. I think she switch hits.
Oh, well, that's good, too. That's
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Calm down, program director at our station.
Pissed.
What, you're pissed? Why are you pissed?
Well, I'm pissed because this dumb broad calls up, and that's fine. She works for a radio station in Bakersfield, but then you sit there, you drop your call letter.
Hey, listen, for the last time, guy from KGEO, our station, will you please get over that? Will you please give your audience enough credit to know that it's okay for us to badmouth the other station. Eventually, we're going to go to a place where they're going to not be made to look the greatest.
Right.
Well, you know, it's difficult because you're trying to build up. We got to.
I think it's only fair to bring Darcy Breck back into this conversation.
Darcy. Okay. All right. Hold on.
Is Darcy?
Hey, by the way, guys, thanks for the support, really, on the female host. I feel good about it, and just so you know.
I know, it's hard for you.
I'm not stooping my boss.
EJ said that you're not sleeping with him. We established that.
He's a good guy. And the other guy over KGEO, I don't know, when was the last time he had some? That's my question.
See, that's why I thought it was important.
He's having a tough time.
I thought it was important to bring Darcy back.
You know, the funny thing is that I love this show, so he should be complimented.
There you go.
He is.
And I think Darcy, you have the permission of your lover, EJ, to say this about Arnold Schwarzenegger on your show. And our guy...
Well, now, what's our guy's name? I forgot it. What's your
name? His name is Puck.
Puck. Puck, do you want to say anything to Darcy?
Darcy, thank you for giving me plenty of promo material.
Hey, you know.
All right, hold on, all of you, hold on a second, please. Everybody, hold on, because there's another DJ phoning in now.
Oh God!
And it's not Tom Gavin. It's someone from some other area code. Steve.
Yeah.
Where are you, a DJ?
Hey, I'm in Bakersfield, guys. What's up?
We've got the entire Bakersfield radio
Mike,
community.
Mike,
yes, sir.
Mike, I got a question for you, buddy. Where's the classic after hours?
Well, now, was that just you, or what?
That was a guy, I'm sorry, he was from the...
I thought he might have been indicating that they were all busting on us here, but I don't think that's happening.
All right, well, let's let EJ go right now. Hey, EJ.
Yeah?
Tell me something. What do you got coming up at 5 o'clock today for that big drive home?
We've got the big SAT 520 question of the day for your secret lounge tickets.
Yeah! You are a douchebag.
Yeah!
Goodbye, thanks for taking our call. See you later.
Thank you, EJ.
Man. And you, honey, say that tomorrow on your show.
I can't say it. F-bomb hilarious.
All right, Darcy.
See, I can't say that on my show, so I can't
all right, Darcy.
Darcy, have a nice day, and thank you for calling.
Goodbye. Go put that big Muppet mouth to some good use.
We should have
and finally, here's the very insecure PD of our station in Bakersfield.
Hey, Puck, you need some antidepressants.
Hey, God bless you guys. You guys are the best thing on this radio show, and I love you to death.
Thank you, Puck.
God bless you.
Chill out, dude.
Yeah, calm down, Puck. Go get loaded tonight.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get laid and loaded.
Thank you.
All right. Maybe you should do the same thing, Mike.
You don't have to change that with me, buddy.
Okay. See you later.
Hey, ho!
Bye, Tom.
We should have radio people on more often.
I hate them. I hate them all. Put them all in a bunker and throw some dynamite in there.
Let that one go under the vial. They called us. We didn't call it. Well, we did call the PD just to find out if she was on the level.
They
of
started
boy.
It, Don. You know, does it not verify?
Buzz. Thanks, Buzz. They started it.
Does it not verify why we have that rule?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I'm curious of all your opinion, who was the most radio person of that trilogy, you think?
Going away.
I think it was Darcy.
Our guy was.
Our guy was.
I think Puck was.
All the way.
Darcy even close?
She was as
pushy.
Far as the female, you know, yes,
pushy.
Yes. You know, the guy who was really kind of like whatever?
EJ.
Was EJ. Because when Don asked him what he had coming up at 5 o'clock, that's the funniest part. When he talked about it, the SAT question of the day.
For Secret Secret Lounge.
He knew that would be funny, so that was the guy that I ended up liking.
You know what she does? It's a he said, she said show.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So it's the guy with the goatee, and it's her, and it's he must say something like, hey, I want to tell you something. Last night I was watching TV, and I saw some jiggling, and she would go, stop it, stop it. Stop. Meanwhile, here on our show, she dropped the F-bomb.
Like
it was no problem. Like, you know, that word comes out of her mouth every 15 minutes.
God, I love radio people.
Probably with the word me after it.
F-me.
Okay. The Tom tapes. We'll have to continue those in a moment.
Okay. Hey, Mike, why do you go out and get laid? Eat me, Puck.
Oh, no, Rob. No, Rob, no. Negative.
Puck.
Negative. Oh, Puck.
Hi.
We just screwed up. Yeah, we didn't. Please disregard those touch tones.
Oh, false alarm.
Puck,
we're doing the constant contest now. Mm-hmm. I got a constant contest. I want to dedicate this one to Darcy if she's out there, honey. Because I really meant what I said to you.
With love.
Oh. Was that disappointing?
Yeah.
Don't push too hard.
I'm sorry.
It was a sweet nothing.
I'm sorry.
Not sweet.
I do.
And it was something.
God, I don't know what's wrong with this. Does it smell bad, though?
Not really. You've done better.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I tried to work it up for you there, sweet Darcy. Sweet, 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 sweet Darcy. Oh, EJ. I love you, EJ. I love you, Darcy. We pulled it over on them, didn't we? Yes, we did. Meanwhile, our guy at our station is going, God damn it! Our guy's going nuts.
Right. That's right.
Radio, radio, what would life be without it?
Okay, more Tom coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants with a victory against the Eagles tonight could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Thanks, Fred.
Creating their legacy, Don and Mike.
Here we are now. We have the Tom Gavin tape. We're not even to the best part.
Yeah, the best part is yet to come. You haven't even gotten to the restaurant yet.
No, but we have on the telephone now someone that we would drop everything at a moment's notice for. Now, they're so uptight about us talking to Troy Aikman, like he's never heard the type of vile that we throw out on the radio.
We're vile.
Here he is, our vile bile.
Our vile bile. Our bile in a vial.
Now, I've been asked to introduce him as Troy Aikman, Fox NFL analyst and Sporting News radio host. Hey, Troy.
Hey, how's everything?
What's up, dude?
How are you, Troy?
I'm doing good.
So your handlers, the people who protect you from radio shows, were very upset that we might ask you something that would be somehow interpreted wrong, and what they don't know is that we're the biggest jock sniffers on the planet.
They're very, very protective over there at Sporting News Radio.
And they probably also don't know how tough you have to be to play in the NFL.
There you have it.
You don't need to worry about us at all.
And now because you have a job in radio, you know how tough it is, how demanding, how physically tough it is to be behind a microphone, eh?
Very few people out there know how demanding it can be.
All right, first question, Troy. How many concussions have you suffered since you joined Sporting News Radio?
Just a couple.
All right.
It's
very
physical up there in a three-man booth. It gets physical at times.
Very good.
So you're up there with those other two guys. We've had Chris Collinsworth on the show, Giraffe Neck. He's funny. He's funny. And then you've got the other guy. You've got the announcer, Joe Buck. We've had him on.
Joe Buck is a very funny guy. And a very good guy.
He's like Bob Newhart, buttoned down.
Yeah, absolutely. I love him.
He is extremely, extremely talented.
So Troy,
extremely funny.
My question is, when do we see the wacky side of Troy Aikman come out during these games?
You know, I don't know. I don't know that you get to. I think my job is to actually try to bring a little bit of focus to the field. I think that's why I'm in the booth.
Well, that's right. That they do want that. But I think just one time it'd be funny as hell if you just
maybe decked Joe Buck.
Yeah, I was slap him.
Slap him like just bitch slap him.
Just slap him because one time.
See, I like him. I hate saying that, but no. How about he bitch slaps Chris Collinsworth? He could do that.
No,
me or Chris or Joe.
No. Hey, wait. Here you go. Joe Buck bitch slaps Chris Collinsworth, and then you break it up.
No, all you have to do is just.
You know, that would be a fight worth watching.
Just slap his glasses
two
off.
Two of those guys.
Just slap his glasses off. I want to tell you something about Troy Aikman. And I may have mentioned this on the air that a couple of years ago, when he was calling a Redskins Cowboys game out at the Snyder Stadium.
Right.
I was up there at that level where they do the broadcast from, and Troy Aikman came out, and he's frankly, he's bigger than you think he is. I mean, He's a tall man.
Right, yeah.
And
you're killing me, yeah, you know that.
Here's what I enjoyed about watching you in action, Troy. You appeared affable. You appeared willing to say hello to anyone who came up, sign an autograph, be a pal. But at the same time, and this is a compliment, I mean this.
Okay.
You gave off a vibe that said, stay away from me.
Right.
There was, you get close. I saw people go, hey, look, there's Troy Aikman. Wow, he's taller than I thought. Yeah. You want to go up to him? And then you look at him and you go, no. I think he's a guy.
So did you resist the urge to run up to him?
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
Because he gave off that vibe to you?
Of course I did.
Right. Well, are you going to be at the game on Sunday?
Yes, I am.
Well, come up and say hello.
There you go.
Really?
We're doing the broadcast on Sunday.
All right, so you're coming to the Reds. Oh, of course, you're the Redskins Tampa Bay. That's the number one
game.
Mm-hmm. So, Troy, now I know you want to get in the plug for Sporting News Radio.
Just so you know, I mean, I've had bigger compliments in my life. I'm still trying to figure out where the compliment was.
Here's the compliment.
Huh?
Here's the compliment. Okay. Now, I'm a man of much less stature than you. I'm a local disc jockey. Yet, and you,
Don, you are a nationally syndicated disc jockey. You don't sell yourself short.
You find this hard to believe. When I go out somewhere, occasionally someone will see me and will come up and will, you know, and who am I to say, well, I wouldn't want to do that. You must get it all the time. I try to give off that vibe. I try to give off that vibe that says, I'm here with my wife.
Stay away.
I'm nice. Mm-hmm. I'm funny. But don't
approach. If it happens to me, I pull up extra seats.
But don't approach me. Anyway, it was a compliment, Troy.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. But, dude, I mean that. Come up on Sunday. I'd love to see you.
Okay. You're going to be sorry you said that.
You're going to have a little boy waiting out. You have a little boy waiting outside the broadcast booth at 10 a.m.
Now, Sporting News Radio. So you're on Sporting News Radio. Do you have to take calls from the Great Unwashed?
We don't. No, we do not take calls. But
lucky.
I'm sorry?
You're lucky.
Yeah. You know what? I've done some of those. And actually, I do enjoy it. I mean, I do enjoy taking the calls and hearing what people have to say. But because of our format and everything else, it becomes a little bit difficult. But we do have a guest on most every week. This week we had Peyton Manning on, and he was great. You know, obviously a big win that he went through on Monday night. It was great getting him on the show.
So you don't like doing any of those prank calls?
No, we don't do any of those things. No, we're a serious football show.
Serious football.
Yeah, right. A lot like this. A lot like what we're doing now.
How is your friend, and actually our friend as well, the whole time he coached the Redskins? How is Norv Turner doing?
He's doing good. He's ready to, you know, become a head coach again, I'm sure, and he's doing a good job as coordinator with the Dolphins right now. But he enjoyed his time in Washington. I think it was a frustrating finish for him, but he went through quite a bit. And I think some people are able to look back, and I know that he is, and I would be one of those as well, that can look back and think of what he went through and what the team went through during that tenure. And I don't know that maybe some people realized maybe the job that he was able to do under some pretty trying circumstances.
He got treated bad.
I want to ask you about, you know, with the Cowboys, and I'm sure you've probably spoken about. Yeah, go ahead.
Just one thing about Norv.
Yeah.
But I have to mention that
okay.
He was such a nice man that time that I was out at Redskins Park.
Oh, you liked Norv. You had a good relationship with
and
him.
And he actually let me sit at his desk. And then one time he was watching film and actually let me come down and, you know, was talking to me like I knew what was going on.
Are you trying to impress Troy with that? Is that why you interrupted me?
No, I'm getting to a point with this.
Okay, all right, I'm just curious, because, you know, I was just wondering whether you were showing off or something.
No, I'm not showing.
Okay.
I'm just, Mike.
Come on, babe.
I want to play the Norv tape.
All right.
When we used to have Norv on our show every week, it was very tough. Because he would, you know, a lot of times they'd lose and they'd lose and they'd lose. What can you say to the guy?
He'd be down.
So we had our voice guy actually make this intro that we played for Norv Turner.
Head coach of your Washington Redskins. Remember, he doesn't deserve all the blame. Norv Turner.
And he laughed at that.
And it was tough because he was a friend of this show. He's a friend of yours, really. You did talk to him an awful lot. And it was the last days here in Washington were pretty tough for Norv Turner.
Yeah, they were tough for the whole family. And I think that's the thing that gets lost on a lot of people. And it's a profession that they choose. And from there, he went on to the Chargers, was there for a year, and it was a difficult year for them there. And now he's with Miami. And last year was a tough finish for them, not making it to the playoffs. But you know, through no fault of his own, he did a heck of a job with Ricky Williams and that offense. And I hope that they're able to do well this year. There's a lot of people with that team that I'm close with, especially Norv. He's a very close friend of mine, and I think he deserves another shot in the league. I think he's an outstanding football coach, and I think given the right situation, he could be very successful.
Troy, do you support Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Do I support him?
Yes.
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. I haven't had to yet. You know?
Do you live in California?
Well, we've got a home there, yeah, but I'm in Dallas. We're in Dallas most of the time.
Have you had the pleasure of meeting Arnold?
I have.
Okay.
And
your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that, like most things, I mean, even, even your guys' jobs. It's, you know, the guys that are good at it make things look easy, and I think a lot of people tend to believe that they can move into other arenas and have success. And there are those people that have been able to do it from time to time.
But he's not one of them.
You know, I think just going from being an actor to then running a state, and granted, you get a lot of help, but I don't know about that. But
you stop and you think about it. It's pretty funny, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, really, you stop and you think about it.
The whole process was
funny.
Comical. There's no question about it.
Funny.
I mean, look at the people that ran, for crying out loud.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Now, how do you feel that Parcells is going to do down in Dallas? Do you think that's going to be a good fit? I guess any coach could go to any franchise, but obviously you've got that whole cowboy thing down there. Do you think he's going to be a decent fit?
Yeah, I mean, he already has been, and I think he's tremendous. I really, you look at what he's done everywhere that he's been, and it's not surprising why he's had success. He gets the players' attention. He is very thorough in how he prepares the team to play. And that's what he's done here in Dallas. I mean, they're 3-1. They're leading the division. And they've got the Eagles this week. And I think it's going to be a heck of a ball game. Some people would say, well, they don't have much of a chance. I tend to think that they do. If Quincy Carter can keep playing the way that he's played, the defense is good, and the Eagles are struggling. They beat them. If they beat them, then they've got the Detroit Lions. They're a better team than they are. They could be 5-1 after the next 2 weeks.
Here's
a lot of things can happen. So
I was just handed the pass to get me up to the broadcast area, and someone wrote, to meet Troy Aikman.
Are you going
to
follow up on that and shake hands with Troy this weekend?
Well, depending on what he... Now Troy, the last thing we're going to ask you, and we're glad to promote again, Troy Aikman, Fox NFL analyst, sporting news radio host, you know, everybody knows who you are. How would you feel about taking something called a sex quiz?
How would I feel about it?
The sex quiz is
a given. Does it hurt, does it?
We give it on this show. It's been given to presidential candidates. It's been given to famous celebrities. Everybody that comes on the show.
We've taken it ourselves.
We ask you series. What's that?
Did you pass?
Well, the thing is, Troy, there's really no passing. Buzz, how would you describe the scoring on this?
Well, we just simply count the number of yes answers and get a relative idea compared to... We grade on a curve.
And you are allowed to pass on certain questions if you don't feel like answering them.
There's only 13 of them.
Okay.
All right,
good.
You said okay.
You got the music loaded up. Here we go. All right, Troy Aikman. Troy, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
No.
No.
Troy, have you ever been with a woman while she's, you know, and why is it that I feel this reference?
I do,
with,
too.
With Troy.
Because Troy has a certain stature. But just remember, we had the Libertarian presidential candidate on, and we gave him the sex.
We got no problem asking this of Dennis Franz.
You know what? I'd like to, Dennis Franz was, we always use Dennis Franz. There was someone else recently that we gave the sex quiz to.
The wrestlers we've spoken to.
Yeah, that's not what I was looking for, Buzz.
Who is it, Rob?
Rosemary
from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Right.
Troy.
She took the
Matt Damon. Matt Damon
all
took the sex quiz.
Troy, have you ever had sex with a woman while she's menstruating?
No.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
You cannot pass judgment on it. You have to accept the answers.
Have you ever had a gay experience?
No.
You ever made love in your parents' home?
I'll pass on that one.
Yes. Let me see. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
Ever,
For some reason, I don't think this is going very well.
Well, no, it is.
It's because it's you.
We feel differently about you, and we shouldn't. You are a celebrity. We have had major celebrities take this.
Have you ever gotten your jerk on in front of others?
No.
Troy, have you ever had sex in a public place?
All right, that's fine. We're fine with that.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Troy, have you ever had sex in the no-no?
No.
No.
Good. Right. Let me say, that's the right answer, Troy.
That's right.
Just with my moral compass.
That's Don's thing.
That's where food comes
from. Whatever questions you have left, I think I'll just say no to those as well.
Well, hold on. All right, then we'll give it. Have you gotten your jerk on today? Probably no. Have you ever?
Now you have to maintain the standards of the sex quiz.
All right, there's four more questions. Have you gotten your jerk on today, Troy?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Pass.
You're a Troy Aikman, of
course.
Fine.
You have fun.
Have you ever had a one-night stand? sex with a stranger?
Pass.
Pass.
And finally, to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of partners to have been?
Well, not as many as Will Chamberlain.
That's his answer. We will accept it. Under 10,000.
All right, Buzz. Now, we knew he was a straight shooter.
Yes.
Troy Aikman, how did he do on the world-famous sex quiz?
Troy had four passes, which we interpret as yes answers. And the total number of sex partners, under 10,000.
Under 10,000.
You did very well, Troy.
For the great Troy Aikman. And listen, really, you know, we're just jock sniffers.
Man.
You're a great football player. Great, great career. And you're good up in the booth. Thanks for being on our show.
It's
Troy Aikman. You'll see him on the lead games, Fox NFL, with the other guys, with Joe Buck and Turkey Neck. And then he's on Sporting News Radio.
I think we gave Joe Buck the sex quiz.
I think we have. But we didn't feel as weird as we do with Troy Aikman.
Troy, when you see Joe, you'll have to commiserate with him about the Don and Mike show and see if he remembers.
Yeah, like he'll remember.
You know what? I'm sure he will remember it. Unfortunately, he's going to be doing baseball for the next 3 years.
Oh, that's right. He's doing the Fox baseball.
Awesome. Show. Who's
got the great Dick Stockton filling in?
Oh, there you go.
Next 3 games. But, I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
And just remember, you know, I'm just throwing this in because my memory's working right now. We gave Dick Stockton's wife the sex quiz, Leslie Visser.
I don't even want to.
Well, listen, dude, just so I don't make an ass of myself, you're serious, because I've got the pass to get up there. If I get up there and say, hey, I'm the disc jockey from Thursday, are you going to give me that? I mean, if you're just going to blow me off, you could tell me now and I'm fine.
No. No, I'd love to say hello.
All right. You're a good man, Troy Aikman.
Okay, fellas.
Nice talking to you.
Bye, Troy.
Got it. Have a good one.
There you go.
Bye.
Troy Aikman.
What is it about him? He's got a little bit of that stature thing going.
Yeah, there's a vibe there.
It's a vibe. Yeah.
You know what the toughest moment was?
What's that?
Question 3? What is it? 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Hey, but
you ever had the gay thing?
Yeah.
He answered it very quickly.
Yeah.
He did.
Very quickly.
Yeah, credit. And now I'll have something to look forward to Sunday and report to you guys.
Why did we behave like that during that interview? But, why did we both go into that like?
Because he's an NFL superstar and he's like a Hall of Famer, and you and I are like 2 12-year-old boys.
We are.
You know, we have no problem.
We are. I don't know what it is.
You know, and Rosemarie's the perfect answer. Look at that. There's a woman who is seeped in showbiz history, just one step away from a casket. The last thing you want to do would be to say something to offend her with the thought that she might die, and that's what she'd leave this earth with that.
Mm-hmm.
We had no problem asking, hey, you taking in the no-no?
Right.
She said, oh, yeah. She did.
Yeah, she gave off the vibe that she was willing to take.
All right, you know what we need? We need an addendum to the sex quiz, because we always do this. When the bigger the celebrity, we always put the addendum and we say who's taking it. There are high status celebrities that have taken that sex quiz, and we should have that because it adds credibility to it. And then, well, it makes us feel better when we start it.
Should keep a list.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, he's a guy that we like because we're guys and we like football players.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is the way he played when he was in the NFL. I mean, he was one of those guys that would.
You just don't want to be the guy to ask Troy Aikman. Oh yeah, incidentally, you ever get your jerk on in front of others? Because that's the type of thing that one time you will run into somebody who knows Troy Aikman or one of his goons that's with him at the game.
And, exactly.
And then that's when you get the knuckle sandwich.
What's that all about, pal?
That's when you get that. But I like.
But I mean, really, when we talk about it, it's these are legitimate questions.
Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, happy belated birthday, Buzz.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I love the show. Eric Holm from Baltimore. I call in occasionally, but I just wanted to say that I'm never been a big Dallas Cowboy fan, but no matter what story you hear about Troy Aikman, he's a class act.
We didn't get to ask him if he ever got his jerk on in front of Jerry Jones. That was another one of the questions. Now let's get Constant Contest.
Well, it's going to be tough to get that picture out of my head.
There you go. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I was skeeved out by you guys asking Troy Aikman those questions.
Good.
I've never been weirded out by anything you do.
Listen, here you go. You are a Constant Contest winner.
Winner.
What is your name?
John.
Johnny, where are you from?
Vienna.
Johnny from Vienna, listening on WJFK-FM. Here you go. A pair of tickets. We won tickets before you could buy them to see Aerosmith and Kiss. And that's at the MCI Center Thursday, November 20. You've won your tickets before they can go on sale Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. You know,
Thanks. Can I say one quick thing on another note real quick?
See, this is what's so great about the constant contest.
Yes.
Is that the people who get the prizes are people who are calling in to say something anyway.
Yeah, it's like rewarding people.
I moved up here about 4.5 years ago for my little sister who was in the hospital. Every single day, you guys kept me going. I mean, she ended up dying, but every single day, you guys were absolutely fantastic.
Oh, wow.
I have been an absolutely loyal listener since then. You guys just every single day, you made it. I mean, I spent 20 hours a day there, and I used to go home between 4 and 8 to shower, take a nap,
right,
and get back there. But you guys are absolutely phenomenal.
I'm sure we helped with the nap part. We're sorry to hear that.
That is, you know,
I meant the nap for him. Right. I didn't mean.
We say this to everybody. We really do. We say that of all the things, the compliments we get, and I know you mean that from the heart. That is the nicest thing that people ever say to either one of us. And I know Don feels the same way.
And it puts us in the awful position because now it's
we have to be funny now.
We're nice guys, and you know.
So we should look at you and go, stop being such an a-hole.
Right.
So
my mother's a whore. How about that?
There you go. All right. Enjoy your tickets to Aerosmith and Kiss. Thank you for calling.
Thanks a lot.
You're a constant contest winner. And you prize pig should know that we'll still do the caller 100 from time to time. But this is just a way, like, you know, Tammy said to me before the show today, what are you doing?
Just thinking what Troy's doing right now.
She said to me, you know, we've got all these Aerosmith Kiss tickets. You got to give them away.
That's right.
Well, we were jam-packed today, so that's what we're going to do.
Good job.
Now, what, you're still fixated on number 8?
I'm a Troy boy.
Wow. The matter at hand is Tom Gavin.
Yeah, we've been waiting to hear this, and you guys didn't, you know, the last time we checked in on the tape, you hadn't even crossed the threshold yet.
No. Let's hear just a brief snippet. Here you go.
She just said hello, Tom.
All-star request ended.
This is a great f-ing day for me.
Parking lot across the street. Joe's recommendation.
Oh, all right. Listen, I'll set this up when we get back. Here's where we are now in this story of paying off the bet.
Mm-hmm.
We've arrived at the Titty Bar, the Crystal City restaurant.
You're there.
Right. There's no parking. There is no parking up front of the restaurant. There's no parking at the bank next door. There's no lot anywhere.
It's true.
Buzz has been walking around in front of the restaurant. I see Buzz, and I feel like Buzz is a lifesaver. I throw out a rope to him. I say, Buzz,
right.
Hey, come get in the car and help us find a place to park.
Absolutely.
I've already been in the car for Tom with over...
And that worked out for you, didn't it?
For over 20 minutes. Yes.
Yep.
Buzz is a great TV. Great tard bumper. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. They're flying high from one city to another and one man to another. Bedroom stewardesses. They wake up in some strange place and take the next flight out for more fun and new thrills. They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way. Bedroom stewardesses. The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do. Just relax and let these girls make all the plans. You'll just love it. And they'll just love you all night long. Bedroom Stewardesses. Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses for the sexiest look at the most erotic globe-trotting girls who ever took your special order. Bedroom Stewardesses, rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Come and taste their friendship. The Don and Mike Show.
Got so much stuff today. We got these Tom tapes. We're not going to get today to the sign I saw for Texas Hold'em No Limit.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to calling that tomorrow, though.
Call them tomorrow. If you want to see pictures of us with Tom Gavin last night at the Titty Bar, go to WJFK.com. Also at WJFK.com, you can find information about how you can win a trip to the premiere of The Matrix Revolutions in Los Angeles. National Congress from Westwood One. Call 888-635-0643. We'll announce the winner next week on the show, have the winner live, courtesy of Westwood One, or go to WJFK.com.
He does it even when he's not trying, doesn't he?
Jay Leno, last night, checking his watch.
Right.
If you saw CNN or you saw MSNBC, there was a scene of Jay Leno standing in the crowd at the Arnold I've Won speech.
Right,
the
acceptance speech.
He's standing right next to Rob Lowe. And as everybody's clapping like this, Leno very, very much just glances at his watch. I mean, and not glance, I mean, looks at his watch.
Like, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Studies it.
Great moment. Great, great moment. And, Buzz?
Yes.
I don't know if you'll have this on the news today.
Okay.
This is important. This goes directly to Manassas, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Suburb of Washington. Please to join Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band tonight for the Thursday night jam at Brady's in Old Town Manassas.
Nice.
For the first time ever, I, Don, will be singing with Mike's band.
Have you decided what you're going to sing yet?
At Brady's in Manassas.
It's a cheap attempt to make the plug longer. Have you decided what you might want to be singing tonight, Don?
Something by Streisand.
Brady's in Manassas. What?
Something by Streisand.
The Way We Were?
No. How about Start Me Up?
And you'll sing it like Barbara Streisand? Tonight at Brady's. And here it is on the wire.
You
on the news wire. So, yeah, we'll have it coming
dead,
up.
Make a dead man, you know what. Thing. You can't say, but you can sing.
Good. Looking forward to it.
So, anyway, let's go. Hold on, Rob, did you put away? No, there it is. There's that music. Let's get back to this. This was last night. This was a horror come true. I lost the bet to Mike about the Red Sox, and I'm fine with that. The horror was that we had to go to a titty bar with Tom Gavin, and that was bad enough. But Tom had to spend time with me in the car.
Right, lots of time.
Now, we've not stayed exclusively on this tape, so I think we set this up before the break. We're down at the restaurant now at the titty bar. There's nowhere to park. Buzz is in the car with Tom and I.
Right.
And here's where we are.
She just said hello, Tom.
OnStar request ended.
This is the OnStar.
This is a great f-ing day for me.
Hey, cool. That
parking lot across the street. Joe's recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. Make a Ewing Don.
All right. Tom giving you directions and then going,
yeah,
is
fun?
Yep.
What's he playing with there? Is that your phone?
That's my phone. Hello?
Hello?
We're pulling into the parking lot.
Yeah,
in the bank. Here, Tom? Tell Mike how to get here.
Oh, no.
Hey, Mike, where you at?
So you go, now, at this point in the evening, we've figured out where the place is. There's nowhere to park.
You're there.
And Mike's calling saying, how do you get to where this place is? So I just put him on with Tom.
Right. And okay. I was trying to find, I shot right by it.
But still, there's nowhere to park.
She just said hello, Tom.
Oh. Rob, can you quick that up to where we are?
I'm just going to try to let it roll. Here we go.
Where the 7-Eleven is?
Tom is giving me legitimate
and
directions. Yes,
we're pulling into the bank parking lot.
And they were actually accurate.
There was no spots at all.
There wasn't no damn spots at all.
Unless you park in front of one of these guys, like along the curb.
Yeah, what the hell? I just figure out what's wrong with my OnStar.
What's wrong with this damn OnStar? You didn't like
it? Tom having
a
good time.
Motorcycle taking an entire spot. Tom, how do you feel about that? Okay,
Tommy.
Who's that? Is that Rob A?
That's not.
We're still in the parking lot at this point.
What are you doing with my cell phone?
There.
No, just leave it. Please leave it.
Right,
well. Take us your double park here, Buzz. What do you think?
Yeah, if you park along the curb.
I remember that moment.
All right, Tom, don't unlock the doors yet.
We're so close. Right. He's touching your stuff.
It's all over it.
Oh, golly.
Where you park that, Buzz?
Right around the corner, Tommy.
Oh, snowgill.
You guys sound like you're
having fun. Joe, hey, OnStar's finally there. Hey, hi.
Hey.
Listen, not only did I need to buy some new units.
Now, here's what sucks about this.
Uh-huh.
I've tried to, because we didn't know where we were going, I lost the directions.
Right.
We lost the caravan. We tried to call OnStar, and I thought, well, this would be nutty, a way to fill time.
Right. Sure.
I'll have Tom talk to the OnStar guy.
Mm-hmm.
The OnStar guy was very funny.
Yes, he was.
When this tape was being put on disc so we could play it on the radio, some genius said, oh, you can't play the guy's voice, the OnStar guy's voice,
mm-hmm.
because you didn't ask his permission.
Mm.
Even though I'm taping him in my own car.
Right.
So when you hear beep, that's the OnStar guy responding to us.
Okay.
But Tom finally gets to speak to the OnStar guy.
Very good.
And at this point, we're lost. We're really lost. We've gone past the restaurant already.
We're
not
driving away from the restaurant.
But my friend Tom had a question for you.
Yeah, Tom, what's your question?
What kind of question is it?
You can ask him anything.
Hey, John, what the heck are you doing? Come on down to Quincy City Restaurant, man.
No, there's more of us. There's three of us in the car.
Yeah.
John
our friend Buzz is here, too.
Hey, dude.
John's in Michigan.
All right, how are you, John?
Hey, John, we're just real wasted. No, I'm kidding.
It's a shame we can't get the guy's voice.
I'm kidding. We're trying to... Because the guy laughed when I said, "Hey, we're just wasted and calling you."
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just absolutely bombed out of our minds. We're just
now you're heading in the other direction. Though you're heading away from the strip joint.
Yes, because as you know, if you come up to that corner at 23rd Street, mm-hmm. you make a right hand turn.
Mm-hmm.
The only road you can take is a road that takes you directly to nonstop to National Airport.
Sweeps you out of the area. Yeah.
I take credit or blame for that. That's my fault.
Pay off a bet here with a radio station. Well, we're a national show on a bunch of stations. You know, I need to add some units so I can make phone calls.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we tried that. It didn't work well.
They have valet parking.
They have valet?
We're still close to the restaurant.
Hey, listen, John, thank you for your time.
Does Crystal City restaurant have valet parking?
Let's keep that a secret. Yeah.
Let's keep that secret!
And then my name is...
No, see, he's in the car. And
It's been a long time.
I'm stressed out.
Right. No, that's it. Thanks for your time.
Fingerprints everywhere.
Right. Now, but Tom, I'm double parked. I can't...
OnStar request ended.
See, Tom, that's not a parking place.
Sounds like Tom's moving, flailing around a little bit.
Here's the thing. We're wasting valuable time where we could be looking at strippers.
We're in the parking lot, but there are no spots.
Yeah.
And I know that if I just park my car where there's no spot, I'm going to be the guy that gets towed.
Yeah,
I know it.
It's crazy down there.
And Tom has already unlocked the doors and is trying to get out of the car.
Halfway out.
So now I think maybe this is where we give up on the parking lot. Here we go.
We're turning. We went all the way to the airport, but we're coming back.
You're talking to me now. I remember this conversation. Yeah. We actually drove.
Hold on a second, Charlie. Hold on.
Through the airport.
Hey, guys. Tom, where am I going here? I just missed Crystal City.
You're legitimately asking Tom where you're going. You know, you did that several times. You were relying on Tom.
Here's my deal.
I think that speaks volumes for the challenge in America.
Here's my deal. Thank you, Mike. And I take that being the challenge when I think you're talking about
it. I believe so, yeah.
Here's my deal. I'm driving the car, trying to keep Tom from, going through my glove compartment, and he's figured out where the CDs are, so he wants to find music that he likes. And I'm holding the microphone, recording this, while every time we turn a corner, the tape recorder rolls over and turns itself off.
Now, what were you doing all this time, Buzz?
I was sitting in the back seat, watching in amazement.
Okay, very good.
And what's not on this tape is that, seriously, and it's my fault, we added 20 minutes to the trip because we drove all the way to National Airport, to Alzheimer's Airport.
And beyond.
To the point where when you get it, it says departures. I started reading the list of...
Well, you're on top of National
United, Delta. And once you get in there, you got to drive all the way around the terminal to get back out.
A little bit of a maze, it is. So, we did that.
But we've made it out, and now... again, I'm lost. I don't know where we're going. We're just heading back in the same direction. And yes, I do ask Tom for help.
Oh. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah, Tom.
Where are we at?
I don't know.
Hey,
now.
Mike, please talk to Buzz.
Buzz Don hands me the phone.
God damn it.
God damn it, Tom.
Tom, please roll your window up.
Well, they invited me in when they asked me where I parked. And
I'm like, what are you doing there?
The parking spots were gone, and so now we...
Tell them we're back by the Pentagon again.
They're in front of the restaurant? In front of the...
Charlie is?
This is bad.
There's a tremendous moment there where Don says God, and Tom finishes with damn it. It's like there is one.
Here's the thing.
There's total confusion there.
We've driven all the way past the Pentagon.
God.
Down to Crystal City. Uh-huh. We've gone all the way to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no U-turn when you're coming back, so we're all the way at the Pentagon again.
Oh, my God.
And also, you have been at the restaurant. I mean, you've been
in front of the restaurant.
Hold on. Oops.
And yet so far away.
We're not breaking. We got one more. Here we go. One more.
He said they're holding a space for us in front of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And they have our table.
Oh, good. 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 Being as we're speeding out of town 45 miles per hour.
Here somewhere.
Tom, we're going to make a quick U-E. Those are cement walls in between us.
I know. We can get up here, we can make a U-E somewhere.
A U-E.
Yeah.
Many times he suggested that.
I apologize, Buzz. I'm not really quite sure what happened as we were leaving the airport.
How long has Tom been on the show?
How long has what?
Tom's been associated with the show for many, many years.
Over 10?
This is terrific.
15?
Yeah. This is over 10.
This is hell.
He's having a great time.
I know he is.
Never had, right?
Yeah.
Arlington Cemetery, hey.
No, back it up. Big a Yui.
Tom, that's the only place I can exit.
Right.
No?
Wabunchy Bridge.
All right, we'll keep going to Roslyn.
So I'm taking directions from him.
Yeah. He's reading the road signs for you.
We need to go back.
I know we need to go back, Tom, but I need to find a place where we
Did
can
you get
turn
the
around.
He was
Tom.
Just enjoying being in the car with you.
Mm-hmm. What would you recommend, Tom?
I get Yui up here at Arlington Cemetery.
It's answered.
Now we're coming up on Wilson Boulevard.
Tom would have Don going around in a complete circle all night.
I think
make
I'll
another Yui.
What do you? Oh, crap. Crap.
Whatever you cuss, Tom repeats it.
We just do it up here somewhere.
Make
Hold the
Yui.
Microphone up to your mouth, Tom, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, Don.
Okay, buddy.
Come on, say something.
You're my buddy, Tom. We're all the way back where we started. Congratulations. We are officially, I shit you not, exactly where we started.
Back at the hotel.
Now I'm mad.
Pretty
now
much.
I am mad now.
God, 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 God.
I think of Yui.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to right now because we're coming up to.
How did you guys get all the way back there?
Here's the thing.
Jesus. Mike. You drive with Tom Gavin.
He's very active.
Now, Buzz was sitting in the back seat.
I watched all of it.
Right. Very hard. Now, there was an exit. Anybody that's come down, whatever, 295 or 110, whatever road it is that we were on, there are places where you can exit, and you can make a quick turnaround. Every time I would do that, I am not kidding, Tom would lean over and grab the steering wheel.
He grabbed the steering wheel.
Oh,
he was very active, like having a small child on the front seat.
Tom would grab the telephone. Tom constantly had the windows going up and down.
Right.
There was all kinds of stuff.
He's very busy.
All kinds of stuff not on this tape.
And he had his bag in the car.
Rosalind.
Why is it getting so hot in here?
Oh, here we go. Tom, it's really not hot in here, but...
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, so now we're...
It's a fresh start, Don.
now we're on our way, Tom.
Yep. We're on our way to Crystal City Restaurant.
Would you like to hear what I'm listening to now?
Yeah.
My favorite band?
Yep.
Mountains of Wayne.
Mountains of Wayne. Where's the band you played with?
He wants some Grassroots.
No, he thinks I'm you.
Who's that?
He does?
Mike. Mike does the band.
Yeah.
See?
Sorry.
All right, so now we're listening to some music, and that lasts about 30 seconds because Tom doesn't like the band that I'm trying to turn
on
to.
He likes the hard stuff. He likes headbanging music.
No, he likes, as it turns out, the Beach Boys.
Oh, he does.
And yes, country.
He has found a Beach Boys CD.
Oh.
And he has asked me repeatedly for the Beach Boys. And
Beach
then
Boys,
at one point, he's sitting out, and I said, you want to hear the Beach Boys? And he does. Here's a sneak preview of that segment.
Very good.
Hey, you want to sing some Beach Boys?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
What do you like by the Beach Boys, Tom?
Surfing USA.
Let me just say, this is in my effing car last night. This is real life.
Sounds like he's really adding to the trip.
Let's hang up this time, okay, Tom?
Okay.
Just passing the Pentagon now.
Tell you what, Tom. Get around.
I'm going to turn the air conditioning on, even though it's winter.
Okay.
It's winter.
So that we can leave the windows.
My God, you've forgotten what season it is. He's under stress.
Oh, here's a problem again with Tom. That I'm concerned about the driving. I'm concerned about holding the tape recorder.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Tom keeps, even though I put the child lock on the window.
Right.
Tom figured out where the child lock is, and he keeps rolling the windows down and unlocking the door.
Because he's hot.
So what I do is...
He's a little furnace, that guy.
Even though it's like 50, it's 55 degrees outside...
He's a little sweat maker, that guy.
What I do is I say, we'll leave the windows up. Mm-hmm. The sunroof is open. We'll leave the windows up. But I'll turn the air conditioning down to like 60 degrees.
Very good.
To try to make him comfortable.
Sure. It was a humid night last night.
Start that
Liar.
Again.
It was humid.
Get around.
had a good time.
I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven. Yes. It is Charlie.
Oh, dear. He loves Charlie.
Okay, Mike, I'm really...
All right, hold on.
Yes. Okay. Good place. Sounds like you cut it off right before a message for me.
Stop it. Stop it right there.
Well, there's only how many more? Four more segments?
Four to go. Okay.
Very good. We'll be right back in the titty bar.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen my best boss?
Sorry. Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my best boss?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You seen my best ball?
Yeah, I seen it. You see that girl over there? She has it. Except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my wiener?
The Don and Mike Show. Can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right. Give me a Homer.
Yes.
This is ghetto-licious.
Come and taste their friendship. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, we've been having fun all summer long. All last night.
You were having fun last night.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, I wonder if you're going to get Schwarzenegger on. Talk about the election.
Who?
Dwayne, what was the guy's name you wanted?
Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger, why would we want to get Arnold Schwarzenegger on the show?
Well, you had him on before. I figured you'd get him on and talk about the...
What?
The election.
What would we say to him? I mean... Imagine that we could get Arnold Schwarzenegger on the show. What would we say to him? Dwayne?
Yeah, just checking to see how he's going to run the California.
What do you mean he's going to run California? What does that mean?
Well, how he's going to tell people to do things.
Why would anyone listen to him?
He's just a movie actor.
Yeah.
Right. So what's that mean? I should start listening to Clint Eastwood? Harrison Ford?
Hey, you're probably better off.
Hey, Dwayne?
Yes.
What's your point?
I just want to know when you're going to have him on. That's all.
Any more what?
Have him on the radio and talk to him.
What?
Have who on?
Schwarzenegger.
We've never had Arnold Schwarzenegger on the radio.
Okay.
What?
I thought you had him on before.
Hello?
We've never had him on. We've never had him on. But maybe you're getting us mistaken with another show. When you heard Arnold Schwarzenegger, were we interviewing him?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
Dwayne?
Just talking about anything in the...
What?
Just talk about anything that was going on.
Talk about anything that's going on. Well, why would that be interesting?
Maybe your viewers might, listeners might like it.
And Dwayne, how do you think it is that we came to be friends with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I've heard your show before, so I figured he was on before.
Mm-hmm. Not to the best of my knowledge.
No. We've never had Arnold Schwarzenegger on this show. Never.
Okay.
All right. Hope we helped.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, listen, I know that... I know that at any time I could have said, do you realize that mm-hmm. Mike does the voices... Mm-hmm. But I was gauging how deep into it he was.
We were just trying to figure him out the whole way. How stupid was he?
Uh-huh. We found out.
Yeah, we got it at the end.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Speak to us.
Don and Mike, hello.
Thank God for getting that goofball off the radio.
And look what we've replaced him with.
Here we go.
Hey, I'd rather have Maria on than Arnold.
Yeah, it's your turn now, sir.
He wants Maria.
There you go.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's going on, Don and Mike?
What?
Don and Mike. Don and Mike.
Yes, this is Don and Mike.
It's Big Cliff Dog here calling from the California
Nickname.
Area, man.
Nickname.
He's out. Hi.
Discord.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I want Dwayne for governor of California.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to Bizarro Land.
Right, listen, no matter what... what this guy says, this guy wins.
See,
very because
good.
It's a constant contest. What is your name? Hello?
I can't tell you.
Trying to give a prize.
Hard to get, eh?
Trying to give a prize. Let's try another caller. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Now, this would be someone who is called to say something. This is the new thing about this contest.
Right.
The constant about, contest. We
nothing about the contest.
What? You must have had, you must have had something to say when you called, and then we'll give you a prize just for calling. What did you call to say?
I called to congratulate you guys on being such great ball busters. I'm that last guy from California.
And you won a prize in the process. Congratulations right back to you.
And here you go. That's the sound of us busting his balls. And you have won tickets before you can buy them to see Aerosmith and Kiss.
Oh,
two,
cool.
Two rock legends, one stage, one night, MTI Center, and that's Thursday, November 20th. Tickets don't go even on sale until Saturday, 10, Ticketmaster.com. Enjoy Aerosmith and Kiss.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening to the show. And now, let's relive the last horrific moments of last night in which we'll take you eventually out of the car and into the titty bar.
My God, it seems like you've been in that car for 2 hours.
Tell him about it.
Awful long time. Here we go. Now, I think we might be at the place.
Yeah.
We might actually be
I hope so.
At the place. Oh, no, we're going to hear the part with Tom singing.
The Beach Boys.
Yes. Singing. Here we go. Let's roll.
We're getting closer.
Hey, you want to sing some Beach Boys?
Yeah.
What do you like by the Beach Boys, Tom?
Surfing USA.
I remember the bet with Mike was that, you know, I'd take him to the titty bar.
And you did.
Okay. He's in my car.
All right. Let's not f*** this thing up this time, okay, Tom?
Okay.
Just passing the Pentagon now.
Tell you what, Tom. Get around.
I'm going to turn that. Turn the air conditioning on, even though it's winter.
Okay.
So that we can leave the windows closed. Get better fidelity.
Can we, start that song again?
Yes.
Now, get around.
He's in my freaking passenger seat.
I'm in heaven. Yes! This is Charlie!
God.
There we go.
Okay, Mike, I'm really trying to do this with the best possible intentions. But now I've been in the car with Tom. Thank God Buzz has been here for half of it. But I've now been in the car with Tom for 40 minutes. 38 minutes. Seems like 40.
So you're almost there. Almost.
I hope you get pleasure out of this.
I am getting great pleasure out of it right now.
Because now I'm freezing because I have the temperature at 65 for Tom in my car. See, Mike?
He's a sweater.
Take a right, and we're right. Take a right where? That one. Take the next right. We'll be there.
He knows where he's going. Tom's plugged in.
Next right, and we'll be there.
Crystal City.
Mike wanted us to call as we got close.
Where's Mike at?
Mike's there, Tom.
He's inside, Tom.
Oh, he is?
We have a table for us.
Mike's been there.
You guys.
Mike's been there.
You guys are killing me. So hard to find parking out there.
It is.
Yeah. Have you had fun though, Tom?
Yes, I have.
So have
yes,
I.
Yes, I have.
Me too.
It's been great.
Ammon Boys Parking. They got a reserve spot for
us. Hi there. We're just making the turn onto 23rd Street.
So I'm on calling Mike on the cell now.
That's Mike. See, Mike's
that's the restaurant.
Standing on the corner.
It's too loud. I can't hear him now.
Oh.
You've experienced a lot today. You did that OnStar?
Yeah.
Okay, we are just making... We went all the way back to Roslyn because we ended up at the airport. Hold on, Tom. We're at 23rd Street right now. We're making the right-hand turn.
There you go. Green light.
We're back.
We got, wait, what?
So is she parking the back parking lot?
Here comes the car. Here comes the car.
Finally.
We got a front parking spot, man.
All right, there we are.
All right, here we go. Now we should be at the place. Are we at the place now, Robbie?
I believe you're getting out of the car. You still got to walk him to the restaurant.
Yeah, but we have to walk him to the restaurant.
Across the street.
Not too awkward with this giant tape recorder. Listen to Mike being Mr. F***ing nice guy. Can I carry anything for you?
The lady that was going to give her part.
Hi. Oh, thank you. Hi there. Hi.
Hi, Don.
Yes, hi.
Oh, God.
Hi, very nice to meet you. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Tara. Nice to meet you. Hi. Hi, what's your name?
Hi there.
Hi there.
Are these nice people?
You are so not into it.
Hi, I'm Don. Who are you?
I'm Siobhan.
Hi there, Siobhan. This is Tom. You will...
How you doing?
Hey, Tom, popular guy. She asked for that roar.
That's Buzz.
Oh, my God!
Listen to this. Now, did I have a greeting there for you or what? Huh? Thanks. Did you have a welcoming committee? Didn't you like that?
Mike was lucky and gracious enough to go into this bar and find us people who were willing to give...
They were actually outside. They were outside when I walked in. Four or five lovely women. Very nice women.
They're willing to give up their parking spot for us. And as it turns out, when we pulled in, another car was pulling outside.
I was ready for a little brown sugar right on the spot.
They didn't have to sacrifice their spot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not happy.
No, you're not. I can tell.
Nothing would cheer you
it's
up.
It's been too much, Tom.
It's too much day with
you've
Tom.
You've not heard. I mean, you've heard what you've heard is what I believe Rob has pulled is what he believes are the highlights.
Right. Well, now you're walking into the restaurant. Very excited.
Nothing but better.
I with Tom for 40 minutes.
Yeah,
we went all the way to the airport.
That was great. We were wondering where you guys were.
Yeah, that's where...
Wonderful to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you as well.
Oh, you're talking on the thing.
Yes, we're talking... Everything's on this thing.
Everything's recorded. Wow. This is fantastic.
So how would you like to break off a piece of Tom?
Oh, well, you know, I got to have a piece of that.
Is that an ass or is that an ass?
You have a great show.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. That is a lady who was going to volunteer to give up her parking spot since they're very hard to come by.
Those people could not have been nicer.
A spot became available as soon as we arrived. Then this counts against my time. I hope not.
Yeah. And then, well, yeah. Yeah, okay. We have a nice table inside. Rob and I are already enjoying cold beer.
I've been in the car with Tom for 40 minutes.
Well, you know what? We can modify that.
That's okay.
I think when you get inside, you're going to want to have a good time. We've got a whole row of tables, and then we've got a bar going across, a brass bar that separates you and Tom for the rest of the table.
Great.
You want to take it easy?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you stop for just a second, Tom? And
Tom's winded.
While you're resting.
Now we're making approximately a 100-yard walk from the parking lot to the bar.
It took about 45 minutes.
And Tom is having to stop for oxygen.
First before we cross the street, and then once again in the middle.
It's not real oxygen. It's not like he has a tank with him, but he just stops.
I mean, he needs
to catch his breath.
Yeah. Well, he needs to breathe oxygen.
Right. Yeah. He carries
think
a lot of extra weight.
Think about that vacation.
What are you looking for in your...
What's in the bag, Tom?
I found it.
Ventilator?
Hey, Tom. When we were on our vacation, our trip over here.
Yeah.
Tell Mike what was your favorite time that we shared together.
MidStar.
OnStar. We called OnStar.
We called OnStar.
Oh, was that fun?
Yes.
That deserves a roar, don't you think?
He has no breath.
We should conserve energy with Tom until we actually get him into the place.
God. I think it's good exercise for him.
Yes, Tommy.
So he can run and dig.
Are we on this day, Buzz?
Just Buzz. Right there. We're halfway across the street, Tom.
You missed a wonderful answer that I just met named Anne Marie. She's lovely.
Hey, and how about that guy at the hotel who was upset because he was blocked in by our four cars as we were attempting to load Tom into mine.
Did he throw a little tantrum?
Yeah, and I pulled out the TARD card. I mean, the handicap. Said, hey, I got a handicap guy here as Tom was walking around with his cane. And I said, okay, he's a federal agent.
It's going to be very loud when you go in here.
Okay, you ready? You ready, Tom?
Well, done.
Attention, you must be 21 or older to enter, Tom. Here we go, titties. Titty bar.
Okay, so now we're here. Just let me explain what was... Because I referenced something that wasn't on the tape. When we originally met at the Keybridge Marriott to find out if Tom had a wheelchair with him or not, there was some confusion and we had four cars.
Right.
And we were loading Tom from his cab into my car.
We kind of blocked traffic a little bit in the turnaround at the hotel.
Mm-hmm. There was one guy... who was a business guy, an uptight prick, who kept looking at his watch. We'd been there maybe 2 minutes, and at one point he leaned out the side of his car and said, hey, can you effing move it along?
Right.
And I said, excuse me, we're transporting a federal agent.
He could have backed up. He had room to back up. And at one point, he laid on the horn as I was walking in front of his vehicle. And I held up my arms and said, all right, all right.
Really?
Yeah.
So you almost got in a fist fight?
I was a jerk, yeah.
And the guy dropped the F-bomb, and I said, wait, we're moving a federal officer here. And then he said, hey, okay, no problem.
And then, were you indicating that Tom was the federal officer?
Yes.
Wow.
And then he sees Tom getting into the car, and he said, nice federal officer. I said, hey, I've had about enough out of you.
Good.
Because he still didn't know.
He didn't know who you were.
He didn't know if I was really a Secret Service or whatever it was I was pretending.
Federal officer.
So we get into the car, and as we're driving out of the hotel, I move over so that this guy who's been blocked in by us can pull up next to us. And at the moment he pulls up next to us, I say to Tom, lean out the window and scream at this guy, I'm an effing federal agent. And as the guy pulls up next to us, Tom leans out the window. He goes, hey, I'm an effing federal agent! Yeah, just hanging out and yelling.
Oh, I had no idea that went on.
Hold on here. Yeah. Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
Do you remember yelling at that guy that you were an effing federal agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, was that fun?
Yeah.
Hold on, Tom. Here we go. In the club. Yes, really? Hi, Tom, go ahead. I was just singing my favorite song. This sucks. I'm here with Tom, and I can say anything I want.
You are this so sucks. Not into this.
This sucks. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Now you're walking
Was
through the crowd.
It really nice to meet you. Just trying to work my way through this crowd. Just kidding. Hi, everybody. Great. Cheryl the Big Dyke is here. Hi.
What are you thinking?
A vodka and tonic, please.
We have no liquor. Beer and wine only.
There you go. You're happy.
Two Diet Cokes. Two Diet Cokes.
No, you gotta have alcohol. Glass of wine or beer?
No, just two Diet Cokes.
That's Tom.
I drink the hard stuff or I don't.
Yeah. Trying to explain to our waitress, if you don't have the hard stuff, I'm not a guy
right.
that will sit there and drink beer after beer.
I did the same thing. Yeah, well, both of you should be.
I can't tell you how uncomfortable the ride over was. I don't know how listenable the first part of this opus is going to be. And they don't serve alcohol here. Am I allowed a bathroom break?
This is Anne Marie up on the main stage. She's going to do her Hot for the Teacher act right now. Tom, take a look. I think you'll enjoy it.
Tom keeps hitting me with his cane.
No.
At this point, we've moved up on stage. Tom has a bunch of $1 bills.
You walked up with Tom. You took the microphone with you. Did that get on tape? Did we get that?
No, the tape had stopped, remember?
Tape stopped. I'll tell you what happened. That Sexy Anne Marie, that's her name. Uh-huh. She's been on the show.
Right.
She was up on stage, and we couldn't air it anyway. But I
really?
Was saying to Tom, hey, Tom, look at those tees. Tom, what do you want to do? And Tom would say he wanted to suck them. And I said, no, but come on, Tom, really, what do you want to do? And then he said, I want to F them. I said, you want to F what? I want to F her T's. What else do you want to F? I want to F her P. Say it to her, Tom. Say it to her. Say, you know, and he's...
Oh, God.
It's loud with that awful, loud titty bar.
It was insane in there.
But yeah. None of that. And I knew that wouldn't make the tape anyway. So this is our closing segment.
Yeah.
Now, we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes. I've had Tom in the car.
Are you getting a headache again just thinking about it?
Yeah, I've had Tom in the car for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm just begging Mike now at this point to let me out of this.
Right.
Meanwhile, Mike's enjoying a fine quality meal.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, the steak down there was fantastic.
So here's how this ended.
How's the meat, Mike?
In all seriousness, this is a phenomenal steak. I always enjoy the meat at the Crystal City restaurant. John, they're bringing lobster out.
Technically, I believe. I did pick him up at 7:30. It is quarter till nine.
The bet is over. I was just enjoying my meal.
I'm going to hook Tommy up with his ride home, and I'm going to give Tom some money to have some fun with. $200, and it's all off my conscience. Well, this is Don with Mike signing off.
What happened to the microphone?
That's up for me.
Tom's been using it.
And is Mike staying?
That's up to Mike, but have a great time.
Thank you. Mike, are you staying? Are you staying?
No, I'm going to have to leave also, Tom. Jesus, we had some technical issues, I guess.
That's all we got. Now, you can see the pictures of this at WJFK.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Don and Mike, click on our icon, and you'll see the pictures.
There was some good stuff in that Crystal City restaurant. I'm sorry it didn't get on tape.
Yeah, so goddamn loud in there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, fantastic. I just spent last night with Tom Gavin at a titty bar.
Doesn't get any better than this.
Hey, man, I just want to tell you guys, dude, I'm opting to be late or possibly skip my 6 o'clock class because this is such effing good radio.
You've already missed the class, then. You've missed the class.
Well, I can go in late if I want to walk in late, but then the teacher gives me the bad looks and everything.
You have no class.
Well, listen, you're going to miss Tom because we're going to go to Tom now for his recap. Oh, first, here's Cheryl, the big dyke who was there last night.
Cheryl.
Hello,
hey,
darling.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Y'all looked so great last night, let me tell you.
And you, Cheryl.
I've got to tell you, there is no better place for lizards to be than that bar last night.
Did you have a good time, Cheryl?
Yes, and I ate the strip steak also.
Oh, delightful.
My friend Jenny and I were noticing something, though. That was the little hottie blonde I was sitting next to that, you know, I'm doing. Anyway, we noticed that.
Oh, wait a minute. You threw that in there. We
very attractive
woman.
Very cute, Cheryl.
Yeah, I told everyone to walk in, especially Buzz. I said, hey, introduce her to Jenny. Mm-hmm. She was in the fart contest. You remember her.
Yeah, cutie.
Anyway, yeah, she's pretty cute. How did I do that? I don't know how I did that. One thing we noticed was that Tom was just a sweat ball.
Yeah.
He was sweating from the minute he walked in.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah,
he was
covered.
And then after you, I'm going to have to disinfect it like that Seinfeld episode where it smelled like B.O. He finally just ditched that car, I think. Anyway, afterwards, he kept running around the bar after you left, giving me hugs. He smelled putrid.
That's
you
good.
Know.
Oh, that's
it was good. I'm glad you left him there when you went.
All right, thanks. Thanks.
As long as he had a good time, that's
thanks,
terrific.
Cheryl. And let's find out now from the man.
Here he is, the maid of honor.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin. Tom?
Yes, Don.
You had a good time last night, buddy?
Hell yes.
Hell yeah.
One of your best times ever with us?
Yes, I did. When you all left,
yes.
They were giving me beers, and Joe stayed with me for a while.
Huh.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Good for Joe. That's terrific.
Yep.
That was nice of Joe.
Yeah, that was nice of Joe.
What time did you get home, Tom?
About 11:30.
Wow, so you were there a good long time.
Yeah.
So we left
I wanted to stay for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to the DJ for a while.
Was there any dancer you liked in particular, Tom?
The teacher.
Anne-Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we have a picture on the website where she's coming over to our table and putting her bosoms in your face.
Let me see.
He's on his computer right now. Look right now.
Yep.
Did you like singing the Beach Boys song, Tom?
Yes.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
When you got home?
Yeah.
Did you complete?
No.
Oh, really?
Why?
I couldn't do it.
Why?
Why?
Because I couldn't do it, because it didn't come out.
I hate when that happens.
Okay,
Tom, we're not going to get a better one than that.
That is a fitting end right now.
We'll see you later, buddy.
Hey, I'd like to say something to somebody out there.
Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Eric Bauer, if you're out there, we're going fishing tomorrow, man.
Hey, there you go.
All right.
Hey, if you are out there listening, go to the website, WJFK.com or 106.7 WJFK.com.
Right,
and you'll be able to see pictures of Tom.
What?
Or you see pictures of Tom.
Right.
Yeah, pictures of me.
See what comes out.
Yeah, and then how'd you like the license plate I gave you in the pictures.
I love those. Those are wonderful.
Cherish them all.
We got to run, Tom. It's time for the news.
It's time for the news, and let's go to the news with Buzz.
Okay, and there we go.
In a world where owning a radio is strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Hey, Charlie,
he lighted up.
Oh,
Yeah, it's funny when he's at a distance. Try it when he's 17 inches away from you.
I understand.
And pawing at you.
I'm a little exhausted myself.
Pawing at you. All right, listen, Turtaloo.
Bye.
Turtaloo, bye.
There he goes, Tom Gavin. A very good night for him last night.
Even if it didn't come out.
Paid off that debt.
Wow. You did. You did, and you're a man of honor. You stood up to the bet. That's good.
Jesus Christ.
Can't wait for next year's.
Me either.
Right. And, of course, in the event that the miracle of miracles happens, there will be no more bets. I will no longer bet you about the Red Sox.
Oh, if the Red Sox win it?
Right.
Okay. Buzz?
Yes.
A man who was there?
I was.
A man who was in the back seat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For much of that, Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news and comments?
Today, the latest on Kobe Bryant, but first, Siegfried says the Tiger was just trying to help Roy.
Oh, now listen.
The Tiger was just trying to help Roy.
I got home last night. Uh-huh. One of the first things that Mike said to me was, did you see the game?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I watched other stuff. And I remembered, when I got home last night, one of the first things I did was, I've got the go-to channels, right. ESPN, right. CNN, Fox News. Go to CNN, and Larry King has Siegfried on.
Already?
Yeah, and that Siegfried, so upset,
right,
so beside himself with the tragedy.
That he's doing a live interview.
He's doing a live interview 2 days after Roy Horn has been mauled.
Right.
He speaks with a decidedly Austrian
or German, yeah.
Austrian accent. Sounds very much like Arnold Schwarzenegger,
right.
Except a smarter Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. And the quote that I heard, and I wish I'd been TiVoing this or taping this, the quote was, I am the magician, he is the magic.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
It's touching.
What does that mean?
Touching, really.
I think you know.
What the hell does
that mean? It comes out.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I love to root for the home team.
I hear that, dog.
And it's nice to know that Singular Wireless is rooting for you. With Singular on your side, you'll win with Singular's great calling plans. If you need to keep your team connected, get family talk with nationwide long distance, dog.
You can add a line to your calling plan for $9.99 per line per month. A plan started $39.99. Share your minutes, and you only have to keep up with one bill.
If you need phones, Singular lets you be the hero and score four free Nokia 6340 iPhones after signing a 2-year service agreement. It's wonderful.
They're looking for an endorsement here, and I'm going to throw it out.
Go ahead, Don. I know it's been tough for you to do that over the years, but do it because you feel strongly about it.
I use my Singular phone to call retarded people.
There you go. Good for you. And that's a noble thing.
Why don't you log on to Singular? What is it, Singular? Log on to Singular.com or visit any Singular wireless store in this area. They have dozens of them.
Make sure to tell them that Don and Mike sent you.
See, there's an issue. We love them. They're a great client, but every day they want some kind of endorsement. So there you go. Certain restrictions apply.
WJFK.
Also, I call Bright Kids.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
All with the exception to every rule ever made. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Not just arts. That should be their new motto.
Yes.
Singular Wireless. Singular. Not just arts.
Amen.
Time for Buzz's new show. Buzz is brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed, clinically tested.
Someone call for a doctor?
Yeah, it works. Viramax. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888-VMAX. Heyman Assis, please to join Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band tonight. Thursday night jam at Brady's at Old Town Manassas. For the first time, Mike will be performing Shootness.
Very excited about that.
Tonight at Brady's in Manassas. We're going to have someone from the Pentagon on tomorrow talking about this event this weekend here in the D.C. Metro. Fundraiser by Pentagon police officers for the Fraternal Order of Police. Saturday, 9 till 4 at the Navy Gas Exchange, corner of Columbia Pike and Joy Street, right next door to the Pentagon. They're coming on the show tomorrow to talk about that. Win a trip to Los Angeles for the premiere of Matrix Revolutions, courtesy of Westwood One. Apparently, only people who listen to the show can win the trip. Call 888-635-0643 or go to WJFK.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll announce the winner next Wednesday.
It's very exciting.
I've read everything in front of me.
They blew out a phone system the first day of that contest.
Yeah. Operators, please remember to sign on and off the transmitter log.
Don, you don't need to read that.
Not everything.
Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The tiger listened carefully to everything Roy Horn had to say, and then he ate him. Siegfried Fischbacher was on Larry King Live last night telling CNN viewers that the tiger didn't mean to hurt Roy and that the tiger actually tried to help Roy by dragging him off the stage.
Yeah.
As for the neck biting, Siegfried says, a tiger, when he grabs you, it's the strength. He thinks it's another tiger, and another tiger has thick skin and fur.
Listen to Roy.
Mother tigers, of course.
Listen to Boy Roy.
Boy Roy. Yeah. Mother tigers. Yeah, there he goes. Mother tigers do carry their young by their necks. Siggy says the tiger carried Roy off stage because Roy had fallen down.
Yeah. You think?
That's the tiger burping up a little Roy. Quoting Siegfried, I say it was an accident. If the tiger would be out for killing Roy, it would have happened. And by the way, Siegfried says the show will go on.
Yeah, well, that's probably why he was on Larry King.
He hasn't explained how or why, and they have an animated show for kids coming up that apparently will also go on.
A theory that was mentioned earlier this week on the show, mm-hmm. which had been brought up years ago, they're like Menudo.
Mm-hmm.
There are many different Siegfrieds and many different Roys.
They can keep replacing
Siegfried and Roy.
You just get rid of the Roy Horn and uh-huh. you bring some other guy and say, hey, it's Roy Horn.
And then the real Siegfried and Roy, the originals are on the posters and the billboards that you see out in Las Vegas. But if you go to the stage show, you know, it's a lot of smoke and stuff like that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, really.
And the crazy things.
Outside of the pictures that you've seen of Roy Horn recently.
Right.
And even with the pictures, if someone was to say to you, here's a lineup, pick up Roy Horn.
Right.
Pick him out. Could you pick him out?
In a minute.
To me, it's all like straight eye for the queer guy. Mm-hmm. Or queer eye for the straight. They're all like, Rob Horn looks like all of the Fab Five.
Roy Horn.
And with Siegfried and Roy.
Rob Horn.
Sorry, Rob.
Easy.
A little older than the Fab Five.
With Siegfried and Roy, everything's an illusion. Anyway.
He's a little NSYNC-y.
Yes, he is. Yes,
sure.
But he's a little old to be in Sinky.
I just don't know why you insist on hurting me. Bitch.
Kobe Bryant.
Sorry, babe.
Kobe Bryant's lawyers could have said no to today's preliminary hearing.
Stay cool.
In a hearing like this, the prosecutors present the evidence they think justifies the rape charges. A lot of times, the defense lawyers would rather we didn't hear that stuff. But hear it, we did. A cop testified about his taped interview with the girl who said Kobe grabbed her by the neck and bent her over a chair.
Kobe should run for governor.
A nurse testified there was vaginal bruising that doesn't usually go along with consensual sex. The hearing has begun.
Hey, you know, Buzz, I don't know if you have this in your stack of stories today.
Okay.
I think they've done a pretty good job of making Rush Limbaugh's 4,000 pill thing just kind of go away.
Yeah, where is that in the news? I can't believe
good
it.
Good question. It's not in this stack.
I don't know. I mean, and I...
okay.
And I
said nothing.
I make a point of turning on Rush Limbaugh when I'm coming to work now to hear if he's going to address it, and he's just, he's off on his other,
yeah.
you know... this is why the conspiracy against Arnold Schwarzenegger. First of all, what is in the Inquirer is true.
Mm-hmm.
Get that housekeeper out there.
Well, I mean, wasn't there payoffs? I mean, that's the last we heard.
What we heard
was giving her hush money.
She had a tape recorder of them going to Denny's and him and the way the tape was described was that. He would give her, because he loves cigars,
mm-hmm.
as I do, another one of the many things we have in common. I also, incidentally, take 4,000 pills a day.
There you go. Wow.
But I get mine legally.
Right.
The deal is that he gives her a cigar box full of money,
mm-hmm.
and he says to her, there's the cabbage. And then she gives him a cigar box full of 1,000 pills.
Wow.
This
here are the croutons.
The transcript of allegedly what was said
right.
has been printed in the newspaper, but this is like a week ago, and nobody's brought it up.
And it's gone. Well, the Arnold thing maybe will dying down.
That's part of it. The investigation continues behind the scenes, and the other thing we're waiting for that hasn't happened is Rush to deliver on his promise to come clean, to use his word.
Well, I mean, if it's not in the news, why should he? His advisors will probably say, just keep shutting up.
Yeah, apparently so.
No, 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 no.
Must be nice. They get the free pass.
Here's the cabbage.
read the Inquirer. Yeah. That's what he said. Here's the cabbage.
A ton of cabbage.
Here's the cabbage.
It keeps me regular. It's good for my bowel.
I mean, he had some kind of slang for the pills.
Right.
He had something for the pills.
I'd like to hear that.
Hello, housekeeper.
Oh, there's the cabbage. Where are my babies? You have a box with my babies? 1,000 of my babies. There's the cabbage. Rush Limbaugh, on CIB, the cabbage in broadcasting. Thank you.
Well, now that Arnold has spent $23 million to get himself elected, now what? Well, for one thing, he wants to repeal California's car tax, a promise he made before finding out that that would be illegal. The law could be changed, of course, but Arnold faces a hostile Democratic state legislature. Now, those angry lawmakers realize that Arnold being elected was an angry message from the voters, and they may go along with Arnold, at least for a little while. But Arnold also faces a hostile lieutenant governor, the man who came in second in this week's election, Cruz Bustamante. He greeted Arnold's victory by saying, Arnold, you are very famous for making movies, and I want you to feel free to continue doing that. At Arnold's...
That's a pretty funny line.
This is number two man. At Arnold's first post-victory news conference, staff members from the governor's office were there, but they did not cheer like the voters at the rallies. There was only a small smattering of applause. Arnold felt the lack of love, quoting him, "Don't get too excited with the applause."
Now, where was this at?
This was his first news conference. This was actually in a hotel, but all the governor's staff was there, the people who are supposed to be helping him with the transition.
Now, these are the people who worked with Gray Davis.
Right, right. And some of them will continue, and some of them won't.
So you
won't.
Can understand they would be less than enthusiastic. Oh, sure. Great. You know, here comes the idiot movie star
right.
that got the job.
And he's used the words clean house a couple of times.
Aye.
So they were less than enthusiastic, and Arnold noticed that. Arnold says he'll wipe out the state's $8 billion budget deficit without raising taxes or cutting education money.
Right.
Has anybody asked how?
Good luck.
And he hopes to do this with a state that has a lower credit rating than Mississippi. For the unfamiliar, Mississippi ranks last in just about everything.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
Listen. Arkansas laughs at Mississippi. There's no need. You don't have to qualify that. We all know about MIS, SIS, SIPPI.
Where's the cabbage?
As for Bustamante's invitation to keep...
I'm in bake sale.
As for Bustamante's invitation to keep making movies, Arnold says he won't be doing that, but he says he will stay interested in bodybuilding. Arnold did make a cameo appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno last night.
Of course he did, because there's no better way to send a message to the people who have voted for you
serious.
That you're really going to put all this behind you than to have dumb Jay Leno bring you out. And not that it's not embarrassing enough that they catch Jay Leno on CNN looking at his watch, but then you go on his show.
Yeah, Arnold interrupted the monologue with a walk-on and the videotape you mentioned of Leno checking his watch at the post-election rally.
See, now I show because I can take the job.
There's the deal with that. I make it funny, even though I know you really wanted to leave. And it prevents me from doing the things that I need to do. I'm still going to go on the talk shows.
All right, so what happened? You know, I did happen to see Letterman, where Letterman had the tape of Leno.
Right.
And Letterman showed it in slow motion. And then Letterman started doing his Jay Leno impression.
Right.
You know, going, I got to go rent some jokes. I got to get to my car. Where's my car?
I
think a lot of people, if you're like myself and you root for Letterman and you know he's getting killed in the ratings,
right.
You think, well, good, why shouldn't he make fun of Jay Leno?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'd be curious to know what happened on Jay Leno's show.
Well, Arnold said to Leno at this particular moment when he interrupted the monologue, "You looked at your watch. I cannot believe it. Just remember, never call me, and I'm going to check right away your tax returns when I get up to Sacramento."
Oh, God.
That's funny.
Yeah, isn't it?
And I'm guessing that was all spontaneous.
Oh,
the fact that he burst on the stage with the monologue, and he had that one-liner zinger right there.
There's no way Jay could have seen that coming.
Welcome to California.
Really. Well, the charges that Ben Affleck threatened to kill a woman have been dropped. They were dropped because prosecutors say they never could locate the woman who made the accusation.
Incredible!
The North Carolina woman took out a warrant for Affleck's arrest on Saturday, claiming he threatened her on September 25th. That's a day on which at least 50 reporters followed Ben and J-Lo throughout the day. A spokesman for Affleck says he never even met the woman who claimed that she and Ben had a romance that started in February 2002.
I've seen him. He threatened to kill me.
I've seen him.
There's some guy with like a trucker's hat that looked a little bit like Ben Affleck. That probably,
I've seen him.
Probably banged her.
I voted for Arnold.
I'd like to take the warrant out for Ben Affleck.
The woman,
I can't see him.
The woman said later that Ben told her he was coming to blow her head off, and this has raised an interesting debate because in North Carolina, a citizen can take out a warrant for somebody's arrest.
No, you got that wrong. In North Carolina, a citizen can blow someone's head off.
Well, that too. Well, the on again, off again, do not call list is on again. A federal court yesterday cleared the way for the Federal Trade Commission to go after telemarketers who call people on that list. Over 50 million people put themselves on the list before it was shut down. It'll be up again in a day or so. You got a phone?
No, right? No. We're just playing the tape.
Oh.
My wife handles it so much better than I do.
Right.
Especially now that our son has gone to college.
Right.
We're getting all the call. You know, if any of you parents out there who have kids that are going to college, be prepared for the fact that they're going to get bombarded for like 8,000 credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the worst thing that can happen to a kid.
Yes,
because
the
kid gets it and he runs it to the max. And
has
the
no
time,
idea.
By the time that he or she gets out of school, obviously their credit is effed.
It's only 28% interest.
And my wife is much nicer with these people when they call and they'll ask for Bart.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife said, no, he's not here. And I hear my wife go, oh, he's, well, no, I'm his mother. Yes. Well, no, well, we try to keep tabs on that. No, we wouldn't be interested. No, but thank you for calling.
Right.
Bye-bye. Well, I do it a little more straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
They call and go, hello, is Bart there? And I say, no, he's not. My ask is calling. This is so-and-so with an incredible offer from IC, whatever. And I swear to God, I said, you can reach him at the state penitentiary. Now, I'm sure that this is not going to hurt my son's credit rating.
No.
Later in life.
No, it won't.
But I'm telling you, it's the perfect thing to say because I'm not saying F you to the people. I say with a straight face, if you want to reach him, you can reach him at the state penitentiary. I believe it's located in Springfield, Virginia.
Right.
And the woman said, I don't really think we need to get in touch with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God forbid that it was like some scholarship place.
It's funny when they like run away. I had a weird one today where the lady called and I was in a hurry and I said, yes, what? And they said, is this Mike? Oh, me. I said, yes, it is. What? Well, you're obviously in a hurry. Click.
Scared her. I love to greet them with mock enthusiasm and say I'd love to take the deal, but get them to raise the stakes. So I'll do that for $500. And then maybe come down to $250. I mean, and then when they want to go, don't let them go.
So Rob wants to haggle with them.
I do. I love to haggle.
Rob turns it into a Moroccan bazaar.
I don't have the time for it, but I just love it. We're looking for Bart Source. No, he's in jail. Oh, okay.
Oh.
They run away because they don't know how to have fun with it.
Yeah.
Because they're invading your privacy. You might as well have fun.
They don't know. You know, and I've never gotten to the point with one of these people where they challenge me on where they could reach him.
Right. And, of course, there's always the fun game with just silence. Is this Mike O'Mara? Yes. We have a nice offer, and then just total silence. Yep. Stay on the line.
Not me.
But then you usually have to listen to a long pitch. And
yeah, that's
true. That.
I hang up.
I love that.
Yeah. Legally, your best bet is to either get on the list or simply say, remove me from your calling list.
You love those, babe?
I love those, babe.
Hi, babe.
You hate babe, don't you? You really do. I shouldn't have said babe in front of you, babe.
I use babe with my wife, although I call her baby more than babe. Yeah. But I do. The thing was...
Well, I don't have a wife.
That it was Mike. No, here's the distinction I'm going to make. It was not Radio Mike. It was real life Mike.
Right.
And it was an attractive woman who you didn't know coming up to say hi, and your immediate reaction was, oh, hi. Hey, babe.
You remember where we were?
I know. We were at a titty bar.
Yes. That might have a little bit to do with it.
Still, you would bust my balls. It would be funny if you heard it coming from my mouth. If you were just eavesdropping, as I kind of was, you turned around and just went, Hey, babe.
Well, I think you're overreacting a little bit, Slick. I don't understand why you would say those kind of things.
All right. All right, stud.
Okay.
Tiger.
Okay, McClintock.
Well, the telemarketers say their free speech rights are being violated by
Banning. I don't know why. I have no idea what came out. I don't know, babe.
So calls are banned from companies, but not from charities.
Okay, so the do not call thing, it's on or off?
It's on.
It's on.
It's on. And the website where you can register should be up again in a day or so.
Easy, easy, babe. Everybody calm down.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Filling your radio with their intoxicating aroma, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Buzz, give me a second here.
All right.
We're going to do a constant contest.
Oh, yeah.
Good. We just pick up phone lines that are ringing, I guess, because people have something to say. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dave. I'm calling from Reno.
Dave, you won the Halloween mask of your choice provided by AnyMask.com. Get yours on the web today with free shipping at www.anymask.com. You've won in our constant contest, but you must have had a reason for calling.
Yes, I did.
And it was?
I called because nobody's bringing much media attention to the fact that of the 11 major phone marketing firms, 7 CEOs have their name on the do not call list.
Fantastic observation. Thank you.
Jesus.
Well, that'll happen sometimes.
Yes. You know, I mean, they can't all be gems. He was obviously felt very strongly about it.
You'll need that
price you pay. See, we were just going to start picking up the telephone and giving prizes to people who are calling because the thought is the people who are calling have something to say.
Mm-hmm. But he got a Halloween mask out of it, which he can celebrate the holiday with, or in his case, maybe knock over a bank.
And sometimes the face of guilt is one you see in the mirror.
Stop it, Charlie Donovan.
Charlie Donovan would be delighted to know, this part-time disc jockey here in Washington, would be delighted to know that you two boys have been obsessing over him for as long as you have.
Here's the thing. He's this guy who works on the broke dick oldie station.
Right.
And generally speaking, it's not a great radio station. I mean, they've changed the program director, and I think they're changing the music, so maybe they're getting a little better. But they're like the only outlet for oldies here in D.C.
Right.
And there's a disc jockey who thinks he's good. He's a weekend guy, and he thinks he's good.
Great.
But the thing is, he thinks he's great. He's not good. This is the guy that Rob and I, 2.5 years ago, when we were stuck at the airport, when we were getting drunk in the British Airways lounge, we didn't even have a radio, but because we had a layover
and a photographic memory of the every radio schedule in town,
and because we were drunk, we just started calling because there was a phone in the lounge.
Right.
We kept calling to Charlie's Brunch, the noon to one feature, and we finally got through. We were so hammered. She said, "Is Charlie?" And if you listen to him, he's one of these guys. Rob, just give me a record, any record. He has a very... First off, like I said, he's awful.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard
He's
of
awful,
him.
But he thinks he's good, which gives him a very listenable quality.
Huh.
Because you're hearing a guy who has not a lot of talent,
right,
but a lot of confidence.
Right, cool.
And really, and he's got one of these things, one of these...
Rob's B-Wack!
He's got one of those, and he runs it all the goddamn time. So it'll be... Okay, here's a good example. Well, they don't play this record. They should play it.
Yeah.
But here's a good example. It would be... B.I.G. Donovan Mismatch, Sunday morning. Redskins favored by 7. I'll have the score for you. Hey, LTD. Right here on B.I.G.
And he's tight.
He's relatively tight.
I think I know you, and I know why you listen to him. I got to check him out.
He's relatively tight.
And the other thing he always does, invariably, because he's on every Sunday, always with golf scores.
Yeah. he loves... A lot of it is... WBIG. It's the Donovan Extravaganza. Wow, the Buick Open. Tiger Woods up by 3 strokes. Jim Furyk looks like he might be able to make a move. I'll let you know. Coming up, oldies. And the guy is just flat out awful, but Rob and I have called him collectively maybe 10 times.
And now he'll know that.
And if you go to the station's website,
right.
Rob had been telling me all day that there was not an available photo of this guy.
Oh, this is in his bio here on the website, it says, Charlie is a transplanted New Yorker who enjoys the Redskins and day trips to some of this area's historical sites.
Right. He's a good
That party.
He's a good weekender. And he's a guy, he's one of those guys he loves to fill in.
Yeah.
You know, when someone's, when someone's sick.
Right.
Hey.
The Donovan extravaganza.
Charlie, for Johnny.
Oh, he loves that.
For Goldie.
Some call Charlie the perfect father.
So that's why we got on that kick, because Rob just found a picture of him on the web.
And now he's a little more famous than he was before.
It won't help him. Like I told the guy in where was that?
Bakersfield. I think, yeah.
Right.
It won't matter that we've mentioned his name or the radio station he listens to.
It'll matter when I put his picture in my wallet.
Guy's so bad. Really. I mean, he's not bad like Jack Diamond.
Right.
Because Jack Diamond is doing that whole phony, baloney, I'm a nice guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
This guy Mike's making the post. All right, now I'm going to give out the website. You go to oldies100.com, and you have to click on Air Staff, and then where it says DJ Directory.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it says Big 100 Weekends, and there he is, Charlie Donovan. Celebrity he most resembles, and I do mean this,
okay.
Homo Joe.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perhaps Homo Joe. Take
perhaps.
A good look.
There you go.
Perhaps.
Very good. That's terrific. I like that picture.
And just for you guys here in the metro area,
mm-hmm.
This is a radio station that has a new program director. Just like DC 101 has a new program director, and like WHFS has a new program director.
Mm-hmm.
And what this means is, with all these stations that have new program directors,
mm-hmm.
all of the disc jockeys are pushing and pressing
right.
so hard because there's a new program director in town
mm-hmm.
who's never heard them before.
Right.
And what they're all really doing, and I've been through this a million mm-hmm. times, and Mike's been through it, everybody has,
mm-hmm.
they're auditioning for their jobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
tough business.
If you want to hear these guys, like you hear them and they're really doing their, they're very high energy and trying to fit everything in, it's because they're listening to a guy who most likely has the thoughts of firing them all.
Exactly.
Then I'm an extravaganza.
As Mike's doing the pose now.
I like it.
The pose in his publicity photo.
I want to take new publicity photos and have them done like that.
The photo that says, I'm laid back,
uh-huh.
yet yeah. perhaps with a wild sense of humor.
Wild.
All within the confines of this strict oldies format.
You're obsessing on him.
Oh, I have. I have for years. Rob and I have. Rob and I be on the phone to each other go, hey, have you heard the breakfast brunch? Turn it on. How about the Beatles breakfast? I mean, all of his wacky features.
And he just looks like a guy with that picture. I'd like to meet him someday.
And he's awful.
Perhaps we shall.
Right, Robbie?
Perhaps someday we will meet him.
Sorry, Buzz.
Probably. It's all right.
Well, if a psychic...
Yeah.
I mean, I am sorry because you sound like we just did waste 2 minutes. Sorry.
No, I was saying it's all right.
No, see, the thing is we got to the news.
It's okay, Dave.
I was just stop making the pose.
Sorry,
we got to the news today with plenty of time.
Yeah.
And we've had
got a lot in.
Long segments, and now I'm ruining it. And listen, look at Mike.
I just want to do the rest of the show with my head in my hand.
It looks dignified. I like it. If a psychic offers to clean your money, beware. We shouldn't have to tell you that, but then we also shouldn't have to tell the Colorado woman who fell for it. A 24-year-old alleged psychic there told the widow that her money was cursed and needed to be cleansed. The widow handed over $38,000.
God.
2 weeks later, when the widow returned to pick up her clean money, the psychic was gone and the psychic's apartment was empty.
Shock. There is an APB out on Aline Cunningham.
Come on, Mama. No, police found Sonia the psychic, who also goes by the names Patricia and Victoria. She now faces felony theft charges in that case and several others. The psychic's out on bond now. After all, she had the cash.
And I know you're wondering, who would give money to a psychic? Buzz, yeah. It wasn't a lady.
Get to know Charlie.
Thank you. 38 grand. Charlie Donovan extravaganza.
In sports, the Red Sox face the Yankees again tonight to try to win Game 2 of the American League Championship Series, and the National League's tied at a game apiece after the Cubs crushed the Marlins last night. That series continues tomorrow night in Florida. And
what,
finally...
What do they do, excuse me for a second, Buzz, what do they do when they're both playing? Do they put one on one of their crappy, like, FX channels?
Yeah, that's exactly... I think that's exactly what they do. I think
that stinks. They should just go every other night. Wouldn't you think you'd have the American League one night, National League one night?
With the league championship, I think they should do that.
John Norman told me that they're doing it regionally.
Oh, okay.
So that's even worse. So there was really no place in D.C. last night to watch the Cubs.
Yeah, somebody said that to me, and where I was, you could watch the Cubs.
Well, that makes you happy because?
Because I just was happy about that.
And see, now we've come full circle. The beginning of the show today, I was unhappy that you were not happy.
Yeah, I am. I'm happy. You notice I'm not making a big deal about the game tonight. I'm just want to win it.
You're happy now.
I want to win the World Series.
Sure, why not?
But, I won't win it. I want my team to win it.
Right. Thanks for clarifying.
I didn't mean that we thing.
No problem, babe.
Okay, babe. Finally, a urine test shouldn't go clink, and that's what made the probation officer suspicious.
I'm done.
5 men in Lubbock, Texas, were in fact trying to cheat on their court-ordered drug test. They were filling their cups with drug-free urine that was being dispensed from realistic-looking prosthetic penises. The product, apparently available on the internet, is called the Wizinator.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Just go to jimsource.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, babe. Yes, babe. Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Our thanks to Troy Aikman. The very heterosexual Troy Aikman.
Yes. It was an interesting sex quiz.
Well, I'll see Sunday out of the game, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, no Tom Gavin tonight.
No, the face and the mayor of bigotry.
Okay.
My turn to Donovan.
BM. Peter Charlie Donovan.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.